Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Congratulations, your morning just got a bit classier. A media legend, a ferocious linebacker, a clueless producer, and you.
Searching for a replacement window online? Visit windownation.com today.
So raise a glass and act accordingly. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Indeed it is, and doing it live on a Friday edition. How you living, Threes?
Oh, I'm living the dream, baby.
Already?
Had a great morning.
Really?
It's all about perspective, Bo. You know, you got to wake up.
Yeah, I like that.
You
got to
wake up. Wife and I had a nice little date night last night.
Really?
Went out to dinner.
That's wonderful.
Drove around the beautiful city of Dublin because, to be honest, we did not want to get home before the kids fell asleep. Listen, if I'm paying you, babysitter, you put the kids to sleep, okay? That's really what I'm paying you for. Yeah, right. Date night's great, but I'm paying you to actually put them to bed.
There are a few things worse than doing that, which you try to do as a married couple when you have the kids. You try to do it a little bit, once a month if you can, twice a month, whatever. And we try to do that, and you're exactly right. To come home and the children being awake is as big a fail. It's like, I might as well not have done it. What was the point of this whole thing?
No question. Because now I went out and had a nice little drink or two.
Yeah,
and
sure you have.
Feeling like, enjoy yourself. Nice just to be able to relax and enjoy the peace and quiet. Oh, wait. Why are there lights on? Oh, gosh. Right. No, pull out of the driveway.
Run.
No, I think it is, it's pretty remarkable. My wife and I try to, now pre-COVID, we went out to dinner every week. But our normal routine we like to do is that it's the get dinner together every other week and then try to invite another couple every other week. So, you know, you go out to dinner once a week and sometimes it doesn't work just because of, you know, maybe at home you ate a little too much as well. And we tend to eat clean, but most of the time when you eat clean, you can still overeat, right? Like,
sure.
I think that's a big misconception in the diet world. It's like, oh, you know, I eat healthy. Well, okay, but if you're having, you know, 4 salmons and 2 full salads of kale, you're still overeating. You know, you're overcompensating.
That's why I ate 20 bananas. It's what I proved.
Yeah. Okay, chops. Anyway, I think so sometimes it kind of fluctuates here and there. But we try to get out once in. So this morning I woke up at like 5, not on purpose. It was more of, kind of woke up in the middle of nowhere and was like, oh, well, now I can't go back to sleep. So I might as well get up and go work out. So worked out, and then I was like, you know what? Everyone's still sleeping. Let's head over to the 34 and get some woodwork done. So that was
gosh.
Fun. I'm moving. So what I'm doing is all that wood. I sent you a picture before. Was all stacked on the rock pad that used to be the base of a massive kind of RV garage. And so what I'm doing is I'm moving it all along the fence line.
Okay.
And so I'm stacking it all, and it's really going from like the biggest. Kind of the biggest cookies, you know, the biggest trunks are on the left, and it's going, you know, down to the smallest ones. I'll send you a photo. It's pretty
yeah,
pretty
I look
impressive.
Forward to this.
But I'm not done moving it all yet. So once I move it all, I'll send you a photo, and then I'm going to fill in kind of I'm going to use the rest of the gravel to kind of finish the drive, and it's lined and all that, and then I'm going to fill in with some dirt, compact it, grade, and seed this fall. And so you'll actually gain about 60, 70 more yards of grass on that area once I clean it all up. It's about time to clean it up. It's been 2 years, so.
Yeah, and then you put the South Fork Ranch there, and away we go. That's how we're going to do this thing. Yes, you are.
The long play. Look, I don't think it's happening right now, but the long play is the still, you
is
know.
Is it still in play?
The long play is still in play.
Is our dream still in play?
The big dream is still in play. It's just not. Okay. It's realizing that.
It's not imminent.
Right. It might have to be more of like, hey, that's 5 years down the road and not like now. And so it's kind of like, hey, is there a place for our family to live? And we're outgrowing the home we're in, essentially, because, you know, there's a baby in the oven.
That's right.
But
yeah.
Anyway, so there's like, okay, well, maybe there's an in-between. And she dropped the last night. You know, we need something that's kind of like in-between maybe. And then maybe it's,
she's amenable to it. She's amenable to it.
At least it's still in her brain, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. Let me tell you this. So this protest is going on in outside Chicago at the Big Ten headquarters in Rosemont, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
The parent protest is going on, and apparently the police, and I've heard people say, and of course this immediately goes to political television, this is all the better thing that Chicago police have to do. Well, my guess this isn't Chicago PD. My guess is this is Rosemont, Illinois PD. And I think that's probably a pretty big difference. So it's not going to be – it's not – CPD's not doing this, okay? But there are a few cops around there trying to – I don't know why they thought, like, parents of Big Ten football players are going to be violent.
Right. Right.
You know? I don't think that's probably
what's going to be. I've seen pictures of Michigan Avenue. I'm pretty sure there could have been other areas of that they could have put their resources, right?
Right. Yeah. I don't know what the –
You still can't go down – I mean, Michigan Avenue's Nike is basically still dang near empty.
Is it really?
Oh gosh, yeah. When all the protests were going around across the country, Chicago was hit really bad to the point where like a bunch of those stores on Michigan Ave are still all boarded up and.
Are they really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, you know, those are the that's Chicago PD. This isn't Chicago PD. This is probably Rosemont PD. Would be my guess. I mean, I don't think Chicago PD is going out to Rosemont to be around the Big Ten, right?
No.
Right? Yeah. So it's not. I would doubt that.
I hope not.
Either way. I commend because I would fight for my kid. I would fight for my kid like hell. Now, these are football parents. What I'm curious about, and I realize this throws a wet blanket on the whole stinking thing, but what I'm curious about is are there soccer parents? Are there volleyball parents?
Right.
Are there wrestling parents?
Right.
Are there basketball parents? Are there lacrosse parents? Are they there too?
Right. Good point.
Because If we're – this is the thing, guys. I know everyone's ignoring it, but they're all equal.
Yep.
Under this rule, they're all equal. We know they're not, but they are.
It would be all the seasons.
Correct. It's not just save a football season.
Of all that, right? I mean
– Yes. It's not just save a football season. It's save all seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? On this program, you try to be steeped in reality. And so we can act like save football. Okay, save football, but save it all.
Right.
You got to save it all.
Yep.
You can't just save football. Because if you save football, well, you're acknowledging that football matters more than the rest.
Right.
So this is the sticking point.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, we know that football is different than all the rest. We know, because we're not morons, that football drives the bus. We get it.
Right.
That it pays the bills. We understand it. Big-time college athletics does not want to acknowledge that.
Right.
Okay? Because if they do, they're saying they're a necessity. I mean, I feel like we have to keep explaining this. Of course we want football. Yes, more than anything else. It's my favorite thing in all of sport is big game on campus. There's nothing I like more. Herbie tweeted out a shot of the whiteout last night against Ohio State when they were doing Sweet Caroline. I was on the field. In fact, my guess is if I could zoom in close enough, I was on the field in the corner of the end zone when this happened. I'm pretty sure this is the Bosa sack off. I'm pretty sure it's the Bosa sack off in 14. That's all you want. And that experience is everywhere around the country. It's at stadiums around the country. We all want that.
Yep.
When we think about what we're going to miss in the fall, we're not saying, man, this is with all due respect to the athletes that play the non-revenue sports because, my God, the time that they put in, I can't even imagine.
Yep.
It's the same as the football players. It's the same, okay? But what I would say is I'm not clamoring for men's soccer to return in collegiate sports.
Yep.
Because it's not something that the entire campus or city revolves around. Football is. But they don't want to acknowledge that. Because if they do, it's another can of worms. So while I commend Randy Wade, and God, it's awesome. I would be there with you. I'd be there with you.
Yep.
I commend these parents at Nebraska and Iowa and Michigan and all these places that want their kids to play. And this was botched at the highest level by not showing homework, by not having a plan for fall, all of it.
Right.
But do I think anything's going to come of it? No, I don't.
Right.
Because I don't think it can.
But we got a college football game in under 2 weeks.
That's right.
It's not, you know, it's what, like UAB and somebody, but we have two college football games in under 2 weeks. So now, big picture, SEC isn't playing for like another month. Right? That's end of September.
End of September.
26th, I think, is when it is when their first week is going to be. But that, so I guess, but still, like you're saying, we have a month. Like, you haven't been able to put on pads. Now, I guess if you really wanted to, like if the Big Ten said today, you know what, we were wrong, let's open it back up, you could do it and kick off the 26th. But the thing is, once you get the middle of next week and the week after that, at what point do you realize, like, I've already come to the realization that it's not happening. Like, this fall is not happening.
I don't know if you could get any
especially more when the Georgia, I understand it's Georgia State, but the Georgia State quarterback tweets out that he has that heart condition due to COVID, or what his doctors have told him, so he will not play this year, and say he looks forward to hopefully being able to come back and play again. Do you think a headline like that's going to help?
No.
I mean, five Notre Dame actual players have tested positive. Six others are in quarantine due to their contact tracing. So as these headlines pop up about team, the Big Ten's going to sit there and say, we made the right choice. Now, whether you think they... Now, they hand away, they handle it sucks. But but I think that they're going to sit here. And look, they... Nothing about what Commissioner Warren, and you've heard what, one president come out and say no? One president has come out and said, no, not, I voted actually the play.
That's Nebraska, right?
That's Nebraska. I haven't heard anybody else. So
no, because I
understand
Gene
keeps saying, like, look, me and Christina were on the same page, I want to hear her say, like, I voted to play. Come on, say it. What's the hurt of that? What, that it looks bad
in
the conference?
Would she have even had the authority to do it at that point?
I don't know, buddy.
Because she's not even in place yet.
I don't think it was Drake, because Drake doesn't even...
Well, no, I don't think... I'm not sure. I don't think it's him either.
So who voted, Gene?
I would be shocked if there was an actual, like, yay, nay vote.
But I'm saying, like...
I'm sure that the guy at Nebraska was going, hey, I think we ought to play.
Yes.
And I think maybe the guy at Iowa was saying, hey, I think we ought to play. And I think the other 12 said, you know what? I'm with you guys. We got to be cautious here.
Yeah.
There's so many factors to this beyond the health. It's all of it.
Yeah,
that's my guess on how this thing went down. That's
you know
my
what
educated
about
guess.
This is that nobody's going to know unless there's a paper trail, like an email, because it was a phone call, right? So the Freedom of Information Act can only help us so much, but maybe you can catch some conversations about it, right? Like. Because guess what? If you look at the email communication, right, and if you're able to get all that and you sift through it, and even if some presidents are like, yeah, I'm not comfortable playing it. Okay, guess what they can say then? Well, on that phone call, I actually said this. Prove I didn't. You know what I mean? Like, they can PR it. No one is going to know the exact numbers, no matter what you think your source is, unless you were on that phone call. So when I see somebody saying, like, oh, it's 12-2, or it was this and this, I'm like, okay, if I don't hear from, like, six people that all say it was 12-2, I've heard one person say that. I've heard others say it was, what, 8-6? Here's my point. Unless you were on that call...
8-6 doesn't cancel a season. I'm sorry to interrupt. 8-6 doesn't cancel a season.
But that's what you keep hearing. You keep hearing that Michigan, Penn State, Ohio State...
I see people pushing that out.
Iowa, Nebraska. So that's 5.
There's no way 8-6 cancels a season if the 6 are Ohio State, Penn State, Nebraska, Michigan. I'm sorry. Yeah. Their votes matter more. I mean, you can say it's a democracy. This is not idiocy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, come on, give me a break. If Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin are the 6, go to hell, Purdue. Northwestern. Right. I mean, so I'm not having that.
Bo, is that regardless of all the science or lack thereof, it's the fact that if you are going to make this drastic of a decision, you need to have in place already what does the rest of fall look like for these said sports? What's the eligibility like? What are the scholarship numbers like? And how do we proceed? Are we going to proceed in January? Or are we going to proceed in March? Because you have Ohio State saying winter season, and everyone else in the Big Ten saying spring season. You have Brohm saying spring. You have Ryan Day saying winter in hopes of trying to keep Justin and Sean and all these guys. And there's no consensus because there's no leadership. So, your decision stunk in how you handled it. But also, you haven't given anyone how to proceed going forward now.
They haven't shown their work. They haven't told us why. They haven't told us what the spring/fall is going to look like. They haven't told us about what kids are eligible and what kids aren't. Yeah. By the way, and we'll get into this in the 11 o'clock hour, what are you playing for?
Oh,
if the
spring?
SEC, Big 12, and ACC somehow pull this off?
That's a whole other thing.
What are you playing for?
Yeah.
You just playing to play? Is this just
Saban's
right.
Title?
If the SEC, ACC, and Big... Yeah, if the ACC, Big 12, and ACC pull this off somehow, I'm going to tell you what, the college football playoff's going to have a 4-team playoff.
Yes,
they're going to crown a national champion.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to be out.
What are you playing for in the spring? You're going to try to claim your own?
Correct.
What,
correct.
Because you beat Michigan?
Because you beat Purdue and Northwestern and Michigan.
And when you play the Pac-12 champ in the Rose Bowl, and you say, oh, newsflash, who knows if the Rose Bowl in California will even be open by then?
And furthermore,
it's on fire, and they have a pandemic. Have you noticed California right now?
It's literally on fire. Yeah. And you think Penei Sewell's going to be playing at Oregon in the spring?
You think Justin Fields will be playing?
No, of course not. And that's the casualty of all.
And plus,
of this.
You can't.
That's why you had to be transparent.
Besides all that, you can't claim player safety. This is how moronic some of this stuff sounds. You say player safety, and then you say we're going to play in the spring. Get the hell out of here, Kevin. And then you say in the same statement, you say, "Oh, I'm just doing what's best for our student athletes." Really? Because your student athletes are saying they want to play. So no, you're not.
You're not. No.
And don't ever say you care about their mental health, because this is because you don't. You didn't even give them a chance of another month and have hope dangle out there for them.
They let them practice for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday while they knew they were going to cancel it. They let them practice.
Yeah.
It's as big a botching as there can be.
Yep.
All that being said, do I think anything changes? No, sadly. We'll continue with this. Lots to get to. Doug LaMaurice coming up at 9:48. We will get into some of how this what a spring fall could look like. And coming up at the 10 o'clock hour, I'm gonna root for somebody in college football. I've come up with a little bit of a little game where we're gonna figure out who we're gonna root for.
Okay, I got my ACC team.
Yeah, I mean, I got some criteria here. I think
the most ballsy in the whole nation, maybe with what's going on.
Okay,
right now.
I'm for all of that. I think I like them too. There's one of my criteria is, do you like the coach and the school I believe you're referring to? Yes, I do. So we will get to that. And coming up next, the NBA, the Lakers respond, but something different out of LeBron James. We will get to that coming up next. Bishop Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Constantly interrupting valuable airtime to sell $3 stickers.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
What a business plan. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now buy any 3 cooler beverages and get 500 bonus Speedy Rewards points.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. You've got to check out Kinetico's 50th anniversary customer savings celebration going on August 27th through the 29th at their location in Canal Winchester. Tons of great deals on Kinetico products. Plus, you can enter to win a Kinetico leak detection system, a Blue Jackets prize package, free water testing to see if your water's got the funk in it, and a whole lot more. You can also win prizes by going to 971thefan.com. It's the Kinetico 50th anniversary customer savings celebration. Find out more at KineticoColumbus.com.
ZZ Boots for ladies and men's safety toe boots. Work Western and biker, Chippewa and Carolina loggers, bull climbers. America's largest selection of Carolina and Thorogood wedge sole boots. In stock. ZZ Boots, 614-863-3320.
Switch to WOW Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month with no contracts and a safe, contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at WOWWay.com.
WOW. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/yes. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
The Buckeye Show.
It would blow me away if Justin Fields doesn't become at least a six-year NFL starter. Something would have to go horribly wrong.
The Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Moo Moo Express Car Wash.
Weeknights at 6 on The Fan.
It's the summer clearance event. Loads of 2020 Hondas clearance price.
Lindsay Honda's summer clearance is in full force. And cash for clunkers continues.
That's up to $3,500 guaranteed for your trade.
Then drive off with no down payment and payments starting at $199 a month. Or take advantage of 0% for 72 months on all HRVs, Odysseys, and Insights.
0% financing on the largest selection of Hondas in the Midwest.
Or up to $3,500 guaranteed on your trade towards any new Honda with no down payment. Just bring us your clunker. Test drive a 2020 Ohio-made Honda Accord, only $249 a month.
Visit I-70 and Bryce Road or lindsayhonda.com and find out why everyone says Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
$2,500 minimum clunker credit based on older than 2012 vehicle in commercially acceptable working order. Limit one clunker per transaction. Offer cannot be combined. 36-month leases with $12,000 per year with approved credit and $3,500 clunker credit or money down plus tax, title, and documentation fee.
Did you know that 1 in 8 Americans struggle with hunger? Yet more than 40% of the food we produce is thrown out. At Kroger, we know we can do something about this. We're donating more food to local food banks through our partnership with Feeding America. And we're working with World Wildlife Fund to end food waste. But we can't do it alone. And we hope you'll join us in creating a world with zero hunger and zero waste. Visit thekrogerco.com to learn how you can help.
WGU is different than any other university. Accredited online learning you can do at any time. No lectures. Study when and where you want. Nonprofit WGU orients everything we do around you. You receive a dedicated mentor to guide you through your degree attainment. Our technology and learning environment is built around you. WGU degree programs start at the first of the month, all year long. Visit ohio.wgu.edu.
Step up your career with an MBA from Ohio Dominican University. At Ohio Dominican, you can earn your MBA 100% online in just 16 months. With 6 high-demand concentrations, including data analytics, risk management, and finance, an MBA from Ohio Dominican fits your professional goals. It's also one of the most affordable programs in the region. Classes start soon. Get started at ohiodominican.edu/MBA.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit windownation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Meet or on the rocks. Just act accordingly.
Starts with a glass of bourbon, then goes to, oh, First Blood's on. I think I'll watch this again.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Hey, brought to you by our great friends at Window Nation. If you're in need or searching replacement windows, check them out at windownation.com. They'll take care of you the way that they take care of us. 866-90-NATION. Give them a call. Boy, heck of a debut for the crew last night with a nice win. Darlington Nagby with a goal that was just goal of the year stuff where he just volleyed it to himself and smoked it. That was cool
to see.
For somebody
who has
and it's good to have them
no
back going.
Foot-eye coordination. You know, like legit.
Yeah, same.
Although I can tear it up on a dance floor if you give me enough.
Really, you're a dancer.
I don't love it anymore. But back in college, when I had way more swag, yeah, there's no doubt.
Wow. What were you? Were you like a Timberlake guy? Like you do that type of nonsense, or what? What are you doing?
You
spinning chicks around? What are you doing?
I'm Timberlake. Come on, we talk. It's like saying, hey, you know, I'm pretty good at hoops. Or what are you like, Michael Jordan? Come on.
Do you do that type of stuff? Would you do like bye stuff? What did you do?
Anyway.
This is shocking revelation.
I guess I
would like to know what type of dancing you did.
I guess I would just more. I would like to more say I had a lot more confidence in my dancing ability. Like now I'm not like. Now
I'm sure it's still there.
No, there's a lot that's not still there as far as. anyway, when it comes to two left feet, when it comes to like kicking a soccer ball around, I played soccer 1 year.
Yeah.
And I realized, James, you absolutely suck. You need to, do something else
terrible
with your life.
Terrible.
Yep. And because
my wife will be like, she's like, we'll go to weddings and she'll. No, me either. My wife will be like, why won't you dance with me at weddings? I said, I retired. I said, I'm a man. I'm not, I don't dance. It's over. It's done.
Don't I mean, I'll dance with
my bride. I'll slow dance.
Wedding party.
I'll two-step.
I'm not like spinning her around throwing her in the air.
Yeah, I'll two-step.
But no, as but far
I'm
as
not,
like.
I'm not going to go out there
I won't be the 40-year-old where you see.
I'm not like, dancing to pony.
If my wife wants to like twerk on the dance floor, I'm sorry. No, we're not doing that. We have children. You know, let's stay over here. Let the singles do that.
Right. Let them do that. Yeah, you can't do that. You're a grown man. You can't do it.
You guys are boring. You got to cut around to a wedding.
No, you'll see. I'm done.
I'm just way more fun than you.
I'm dancing with my wife.
As Chops spins, the sweat dripping off of his forehead. My goodness.
Just the sweat just dripping off of all of his being, slathering the room. Yeah, I mean, that's the way that would go. Did you watch any of the Lakers last night?
He has to sweat on his chest so much with that carpet that he has on his chest hair.
Listen,
I did, actually.
I ate not long ago.
The difference is Dame can't. What'd you say?
I just ate breakfast. I can't be thinking about his chest sweat.
I know. Dame struggling early on. And AD. My goodness.
Yes. He's great.
That man, AD, showed up.
That's what he should be.
And played well. It is. And the nice thing is that he was super aggressive.
I also think that...
You know, you could see it early on. Like,
yeah.
No, that's all I was saying was that he was aggressive.
Oh, yeah. I think... We may have a little bit of a delay. I think the other thing that's going on is that's becoming very obvious is that LeBron James's age is starting to show a little bit. That his age is starting to show, and he doesn't have quite the hop that he used to. Now, they didn't need him last night. He was great. AD was great. They ran away from where they were up 30 in the third quarter, so it was done. But I do think that his age is starting to show that he doesn't have the ability. He's still so spectacular, but he doesn't have the ability to just relentlessly attack the rim the way that he did when he was younger. And I think one thing that will maybe hurt him as he's gotten older is that he never developed like a post game, like a mid-post game, like Kobe and Michael did. They developed that mid-post game, and then it was something that you could go to time in and time out. He doesn't have that, and so he's kind of in this position where he's got to continue to attack the rim full bore, but that takes a ton of energy. And as you get older, I'm not sure he can still be, you know, one of the 10 best players in the league. He led the league in assists this year. He can still do all of that. And if he plays with somebody as elite as Anthony Davis, they can win a championship. But in terms of his ability to put a whole game on his shoulders anymore, rightfully so. He's 35 years old. You can't do this forever. And I think you are seeing some signs of that. They had to have it. They got it. Coming up next, we will hit what's up. We'll get into the Nebraska legislation into suing the Big Ten. Also, the NBA draft lottery was last night as well. And the association possibly planning on playing and moving back their schedule. Very proactive is the NBA. We'll get to all of that coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Happy birthday to us.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Proud to be your Heritage Sports Talker for 25 years.
And we couldn't do it without you.
Now let's hug.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat. So you can put that on everything.
Like buffalo wings.
Everything.
Buffalo nachos.
Everything.
Buffalo mac and cheese?
Yes, and also things that don't start with buffalo. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
It's Honda's summer clearance, and every new Honda is on clearance. Well-qualified buyers can lease the 2020 Honda Civic today for $189 a month for 36 months with $25.99 due at lease signing. Civic, the best-selling compact car over the past decade for just $189 a month. Don't miss Honda's summer clearance event going on now at your Central Ohio Honda dealers. Call 877-41-HONDA for details. Offer ends August 31st, 2020.
Get your air conditioner fixed fast. Call Care Heating and Cooling, 1-800-COOLING.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
I think our community has come together.
People donating food, the signs, the cards, the flowers.
If I were to say anything to the people of Columbus for what they've done, from the bottom of my heart, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I have been so privileged and so blessed by everyone's support.
I'm Zach.
I'm Laura.
I'm Lorraine Lutton, and we work at Mount Carmel.
Thank you, Central Ohio. To hear more from our colleagues and physicians, visit mountcarmelhealth.com/thank you.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
One word to describe Anthony Rothman? Dogs. No, golf. It's probably dogs. One word to describe Matty Ice?
LeBron. Maybe hot sauce.
LeBron covered in hot sauce.
Thanks, sugar. Matty's pants just exploded.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan.
Celebrate and have a good time.
Right now at the all-new Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. Get a great deal on a new car and have a good time. Bring us any trade and get up to a $6,000 discount off any new Kia in stock. Shop Columbus's largest selection of new Kias, where you can drive away in a sporty new 2020 Kia Soul for only $169 per month. This is not a lease. You own it for only $169 per month. And don't prejudge your credit. Get pre-qualified, risk-free, without affecting your credit score at CelebrationKia.com. Don't miss your chance to get up to $6,000 off with any trade. Only at Celebration Kia on Route 23 in Lewis Center. 24/7 at CelebrationKia.com. Stock number K200007 with approved credit through Kia. $39.95 down. 84 months at 4.19% APR. Plus tax, license, and admin fee. Discount includes all factory rebates. Negative equity refinance. Expires 9/4/2020.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Fall is just around the corner. So are Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot, where you can save every day on everything, from mulch to power tools, new appliances to a fresh coat of paint. You can even shop and save right from the app and get convenient delivery right to your door. The only question is, what will you do next? Tackle more fall projects with Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last, valid through September 7th.
It's Bishop and Laurinaitis is What's Up?
What's up, man?
Something new.
All right, here's what's up on a Friday edition. Nebraska parents take initial steps to suing the Big Ten. Parents of 11 Nebraska players hired a lawyer, wrote a letter to Warren on Thursday demanding documents about the vote that canceled the fall sports league. While your announcement referred safety concerns as the basis for the decision, our clients strongly believe the football environment at the University of Nebraska is the safest place for them to be, and the postponement or cancellation of the fall season places them in a far worse position if the Big Ten Conference moved forward with the season, end quote. I think they're right.
Yep.
I think they're right.
Yep.
I think they're right. I think it's not about safety. I don't know. I don't know, brother, and I don't know how you do it without the other sports
judge. You know, I just don't know how you prove that.
No, I think it's going to be very difficult to pull that off, and I think if you're the Big Ten needs to show its work.
Chops mentioned it in the break. They're chanting, "Let us play." Isn't it "Let them play"?
Well, listen. You know what this. You know what can happen here. You live this.
Well, I know what can happen. That's why it makes my skin crawl a little bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's not. I don't like that either. Let them play is what it ought to be.
It's the kids. It's not your season. It's the kids' season.
No.
You are not playing. You can wear the jersey with, you know, to let everybody in the whole shoe know that you're the dad or you're the mom or you're the whoever, but you're not playing. It's your son or daughter's career.
I have pretty strong belief that my kids will never reach or ascend to this level, just based on genetics.
We got young LeBron over there, man. You got to pump that up, bro.
Yeah. My role model.
You have to cash in on it. You know what I mean? You got to really, you should LeVar Ball it, really.
Yeah. No, that's not my DNA. My role model for parental behavior is Archie Manning. Do you remember when Eli and Peyton were at Tennessee and Ole Miss, and he would be in disguise?
Yep.
He would dress in disguise.
Yep.
He would wear hats down low. He would wear nondescript shirts. He wouldn't even identify who he was rooting for instances.
I know it.
That's the way you do it.
Yep.
That's the way you do it.
You know who else? Do you remember Emmitt Smith's reaction when his son made his commitment? And they kept trying to talk to Emmitt Smith and kept trying to talk to him about him, and he just butted in and said, nothing about this is about me today. Nothing about this is about me. It's about him, his hard work. He did it all. He was another person where I watched and I was like, wow, that's impressive. Mm-hmm. And look, of course, be 100% supportive. But to be honest with you, that's why there was joy inside of me when I found out it was a third girl. Because I know that those three girls, and I'm not sure we're done having children. We'll see if we have the blessing to have a fourth someday. But it all depends. We thought we were done at two after once we experienced Hurricane Hayden for a while. but there's certain things, man, where you're like, okay, I'm glad that no matter what like sport they choose, there'll be no like head-to-head comparison. And plus, I also played with a guy in Chris Long who battled that, not only playing the same sport, but playing the same position, and hearing the comments of that and the expectations. But his dad is another one with Kyle and Chris, and then their other son Howie, who didn't play D1 ball or big time ball. The way he treated the three exactly the same, and it was all about them. Like you never heard, he wasn't around. Same thing, just was totally like hands off. If you want help, I'm here. If you don't, totally fine with me. So content in his identity. And so, I know that's going to be a thing that will drive me. If I had a son and I was even around it, let alone for my own son, but just around other parents, that would probably be a thing where I would just need to walk away. I'm like you, Bo. I would be the guy that needs to be like sitting with a chair down and like the way away from everybody, or like up in the part of the stands watching a football thing kind of way away. Because if I like hear just the talk, you know what I mean? Because like you hear all the time, you'll be talking, and look, some of it might be innocent, but you'll hear sometimes like, oh, we've just worked really hard for this. You haven't done anything. No, your son worked hard. You worked hard to raise him, but that is your duty as a parent. You don't get like a check saying, oh, hey, you're a great parent. Like, isn't that what we're all supposed to do?
Yeah, that's the job.
It's selfless.
That's the job. It's to put him in the best position.
It's unconditional love. And somewhere like in the sports culture, it becomes conditional. No, it's unconditional love. It's what you're supposed to be as a parent.
Right. Anyway. Yeah, that's the job. Put them in the best position to succeed. That's the
way.
That's
obviously, it strikes a chord with me, but it's just but the reason is because I've experienced too many teammates and seen legit tears of teammates, and how a gift wasn't good enough. I'm like, bro, you've been paying for their cell phone bill. Like, you've been paying for the cell phone bill. You offered them a house. You got them a car. Like, if you don't realize, it's never going to be good enough.
Right.
It's a person who's addicted to success or money. Like, you make $150K a year. Okay, well, that's not good enough. I want to make $250K. Oh, that's not good enough. I'll be fine when I make $1 million. Oh, you make $1 million. Oh, I just want $2 million. You're chasing emptiness.
Yeah.
You're chasing a mist. It's there for a second. It's gone. It's morning fog. It's anyway. I digress.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Too many of my close friends deal with it.
Yeah.
And what the funny thing is that it's multiple sports too. It's not just a football thing. I've seen it in baseball. I have a former Cardinals that I used to deal with. I've seen it in in hockey guys. It's pretty outstanding.
It is. Yeah, it's universal, that part of it. And I think there's a fine line. I think these parents are doing the best they can. I applaud Randy Wade for fighting for his
fight
kid.
Like
I think it's awesome. I would too. I would fight like hell for my kid. The flip of this, of course, is that if football comes back, they all have to. And I can't get through that. There's no way for me to get around that without upsetting the entire apple cart and changing the rules on everything, which is fine. Maybe the rules need to be changed. I'm for that. Yeah. NBA draft lottery was last night as well. The Minnesota Timberwolves, D'Angelo Russell was representing the Timberwolves.
I saw that.
Which was cool to see. So, yeah, that was awesome. So he represented and they won the draft lottery. This is not a great draft lottery. This is a lot of unknown in this one. The Warriors will pick second. So they will put that pick and probably Andrew Wiggins in a deal and somehow end up with Giannis Antetokounmpo is my guess is the way that's going to go. Maybe not Giannis, but Devin Booker or somebody like that. They will trade that pick and get a great player and be really good right away, again, with all those guys getting back healthy. The Cavaliers have been the worst team in the NBA the last 2 years, and they picked fifth both times. And I saw some Cavaliers fans whining about it, and I thought, you know what? You got LeBron and Kyrie. Like, you're out of whining. And you had the ability to draft Wiggins, which got you Love. And LeBron, all of those things. Like, the Cavaliers just have to kind of take it for a while. But picking fifth in this draft will be difficult for them because it's just not a great draft. There's not a transcendent player in this. This isn't like the Zion draft of last year or Ja Morant where there's two superstars. There's the best player is either the ball kid, Anthony Edwards from down in Georgia, who that team didn't even make the postseason, or the Wiseman kid at Memphis who didn't even play. So I don't know what it's. You're drafting young kids and you're trying to project what they'll be down the line. Yeah. I thought this was interesting, though, from the NBA yesterday as well. Adam Silver on ESPN, he'd say, and I'm quoting here, I'd say December 1st now that we're working through this season is feeling a little bit early to me. I think our number one goal is to get fans back in our arenas. So my sense is, in working with Players Association, if we could push back even a little longer, increase the likelihood of having fans in arenas, that's what we would be targeting. So this is pretty smart in the NBA. Already, and we've talked about this in the other leagues, you're playing out your season this in a bubble or whatever, and also with your eye on, all right, how are we relaunching this thing, and what does that look like? And I would say you're looking at a truncated season if it's one that starts in January, let's say.
Yeah, I just think it's amazing. Look, NBA might slip into what we've talked about, right, where they're playing through more of a summer, spring, summer. It's funny. It's not funny because it was a pandemic that made it happen, but it's ironic that, the Atlanta Hawks owner says, hey, maybe we should look at changing the calendar here. And then they were forced to because of this. And for me personally, like on my thing, it's like, okay, is there any football on? No. Are jackets on? No, they're eliminated. This sucks. Okay. Basketball. Playoff basketball, and even when the Jackets were playing, because they had afternoon games at night. I'm throwing on a basketball game. I want to see, the Stars play, especially with the playoffs and it mattering. And then my mind goes to baseball. And I think the NBA could really, they get great ratings anyway, over hockey and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But you could really own eyeballs, I believe, if you go through summer, early summer. And look, start more like in January.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give you an opportunity.
Yeah.
It gives you more time,
yep.
too, for treatment and playing in your own home
science
arenas and stuff like that. You can see what the NFL does with 20% fans, right? I mean, the
see
entire SEC
like.
Is at 20, 25% fans right now, it seems like. So you can see what comes of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Doug Lamorese, Cleveland.com, will join us coming up next for perspective. If we can find any, he will do it for
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
He'll help us along the way. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Your home of the Buckeyes, Jackets, NFL, Major League Baseball, and pretty much everything you can shake a stick at.
What?
It's a saying. The Fan.
James Laurinaitis here, and the deals just keep rolling in at Germain Toyota. So get in the car you're driving now and get ready to trade it in for a brand new Toyota Camry for 0% for 60 months. Prefer to lease a car? Get the Corolla LE for $169 a month. Offers are good for those that qualify. Rich and his staff are simply the best in the business. Fair pricing, excellent customer service, and they simply care about each and every one of you. Do what I did and go to Germain Toyota at 5711 Scarborough Boulevard or online at germaintoyota.net.
I can't wait to put my new Roku TV and futon to good use at college. And I can't wait to meet my roommates. Or, you know, hang out with the ones I've been living with for years.
However you go back, we've got your back. The Walmart College Shop is your one-stop shop for everything you need, like must-have tech and can't live without college essentials for less, with free two-day delivery or free curbside pickup. Walmart. Free delivery available in two business days. $35 minimum. Free curbside pickup available for orders over $35. Restrictions apply.
I can't believe you finally had LASIK.
Yeah, I was so tired of contacts, I just couldn't do the itching and irritation anymore.
I thought you couldn't do it because of your astigmatism.
I thought so too. But the LASIK Plus doctors say they treat astigmatism all the time, and I'm seeing great.
Wow, but didn't it hurt and take a long time?
Not at all. It was quick and painless. Back to work the next day. Way easier than going to the dentist.
That sounds great. Was it expensive?
They made it affordable. They guaranteed financing and found a plan that fit my budget.
The LASIK Plus surgeons have performed over 2 million procedures in the last 25 years. Find out for yourself how easy, fast, and affordable LASIK can be at LASIK Plus. Call 844-338-2020. Right now, we're offering a $1,000 off summer special to patients treated in August who mention this ad. That's 844-338-2020. LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in August 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
For the first time in forever, we're live and local in the morning.
Starting at 6 a.m. weekdays, you can rise and shine to Morning Juice.
Hosted by Brandon Beam, Bobby Carpenter, and Anthony Schlegel.
Welcome, Columbus.
The Fan.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now, any Speedy Freeze up to Mighty Size is just 99 cents.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
After falling to the Los Angeles Lakers in the 1982 NBA Finals, the 76ers needed to find the right player to build the ultimate winning team. In September of 82, they acquired restricted free agent Moses Malone. They went on to rack up a 65-17 regular season record and followed that up with a 12-1 postseason record. Malone won the regular season and NBA Finals MVP award.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
Adding a leader you need right when you need them. That's how sports teams get ahead and how your business can too. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interest, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to know anything about the Fan's contest? How to win? Or what's up for grabs? Check out 971thefan.com. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Their favorite sport is berating their producer.
You just sat there for 10 minutes.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
And time to head on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Our good buddy Doug LeMaurice, Cleveland.com, joining us. All right, Doug, we've got parents of players protesting in Chicago. Small number of them there doing it. Randy Wadley, I see Seven Banks. His mom is there as well. And Garrett Wilson's as well out there protesting, trying to get a season done. We've had the Big Ten and Gene Smith echo this week. Look, we're not revisiting it. Like, they've been pretty firm. We're not revisiting. Our focus is on spring and on winter. Is while valiant, is this much ado about nothing? Will this go anywhere?
No. Yes. I mean, it's the idea of fighting for communication with Kevin Warren, the idea of fighting for an even better explanation than the press release they put out 8 days afterward that read like a press release you should release simultaneously with the original cancellation. Fighting for all of that, I get. And that, when Randy Wade says, what does he want? That's, I mean, we've all talked to Randy Wade since, you know, the last couple of days. That's what he wants. He wants some transparency. He wants a conversation. Fighting to save Big Ten football this fall is, I mean, it's a dead cause. So, from what I can tell, there are more reporters than parents in the parking lot and at the protest at the moment.
Doug, we keep talking about the amateurism issue, and that is a big thing. But what I don't understand about his release is the fact that on one hand he says, I care about my student athletes, right? I want to do what's in their best interest. And it looks bad because what his student athletes want to do is play the sports. And football isn't the only sport that wants to play. It's just obviously the one with most attention. And then he claims player safety as well, but yet we're going to push forward with a winter or a spring football season and have them do a fall one as well. That's the thing that drives me nuts. What's the one thing? Is it the lack of transparency, Doug? Is it just the total, I guess, hypocrisy of statements, the wishy-washy back and forth? What is it about this that really doesn't make sense to you?
The lack of human connection. This is a human issue, and I think the Big Ten has handled it like a corporate issue. And, I mean, I can make the Big Ten's case. There's a case to be made. I mean, that's the thing that they have completely lost any ground on. There actually is a legitimate reason for why we maybe decided to do this. And by the way, we're the largest conference that's done this, but we're not the only one. And here's our case. But you can't do it with evasive interviews and press releases and a lack of human empathy. I just think what the parents and the players need to be told is that you did everything right. You did everything right. We appreciate that you did everything right. And it still wasn't enough. It's not your fault. We're so sorry about this. And then I do think there's a way that you can do a limited January, February season, maybe as a result, push back fall to some degree next year, try to give close to the same amount of time in between seasons. You'll know more about the virus. Other people will have played football the time you get to January. And again, I don't think it's an impossible case to make. And I think it's a defensible position to cancel. I'm not saying it's right, but the fact that they have abandoned any attempt to make their case and they won't talk to the players and parents as humans. They just want a Zoom call. Can you give them a Zoom call, Kevin Warren? What are you so busy doing? They just want human interaction, and that people have been forced to go into an empty parking lot at a building where Kevin Warren isn't even working. That's how desperate they are for human connection on this, and that they were forced to do that. It's not going to do anything, but Kevin Warren, I mean, this protest is nothing. Kevin Warren, look what you made them do. That's still on you, Kevin Warren. It's crazy that you've pushed people this far that they feel so powerless and they're so desperate just for an explanation that they had to come to Chicago when you're not even there. That's your fault, Kevin Warren, that you made them do that.
Doug, I think that he is let me phrase it this way. I believe that a consensus was reached by those presidents. I believe none of them want to own it now. And I think there's a couple that are calling people out and saying, hey, look, we were against this. And maybe Dan Patrick's original reporting was on point. Maybe it was 12-2. But maybe it wasn't a hey, yay, nay vote. Maybe it was like, yeah, we're done. We're out. And I think they're putting Kevin Warren up as the fall guy. I also think that the way that he has handled this is fireable. I do. I think it's a fireable offense the way that he has rolled this out. The lack of transparency, the lack of showing your work, the lack of explanation, the fact that it took 8 days, the fact that you put out a schedule release and pretend that it's revolutionary and then 5 days later cancel the season while your schools are practicing, for crying out loud. I think that's fireable. Do you think he's in any hot water?
Dave Jones, who's a really good Penn State writer that we all know, wrote a piece this week about how when Penn State came into the conference, and it was right at the beginning of Jim Delaney's tenure, and it was really bumpy, and people were really upset, and like Jim Delaney was kind of caught on the wave going along for the ride, and like it was like, what is going on with this guy? And then, you know, we know what happened, and we know that Jim Delaney basically went on to change the face of modern college athletics. So I do think people have bumpy starts. But every day, that's the thing. Even if the initial thing is inexcusable, but 2 days later you realize, I am botching this. I've got to get out and communicate and take responsibility. And not just talk to Pete Samuel and Nicole Auerbach. Like, talk to the people involved. Mm-hmm. Talk to your parents. Talk to your players. Talk to your coaches. And say that. Be fallible. Say, I did screw this up, but I don't regret the decision. Because in the end, it's about the decision. I regret every bit of how we handled it after the decision, and that's on me. What do you need? What can I tell you? What can I explain? That's still out there. And so to your point of, is it fireable? If he shows that he can't have leadership and empathy and human connection, I don't know. Because why would the next crisis be better? Because some of those are innate qualities. And the ability to admit a mistake and come out publicly. And some people are trying to give him a break. Well, the president's made a decision. It's not his fault. You're hired to be the face of the league. It's in the job description. So it's not going to be up to every individual president to come out. You're the commissioner. Presidents have universities to run in the middle of this. This is all Kevin Warren has to think about. This is his whole deal. It's not the whole deal for the president of Rutgers and the president of Minnesota and everywhere else. They're trying to figure out if people can be on campus or not. Sports is a portion of their job. This is his whole job. And the communication aspect and all that, I think it is borderline fireable, probably not fireable, but like this has to change in a real way.
Doug, I got a twofer for you, and I won't hold you to this because obviously this virus changes everything daily. Do the three conferences push through and play? And if so, in a spring season, Bo and I kind of had the thought of like, well, what the heck is it even for? If you only have two of the five going and you've already crowned a national champion, college football playoff, all that, then why even play in the spring?
So I still am just so curious about how students on campus and contact and practice is going to go. I feel like it could go 50-50 with whether the conferences play in the fall. I certainly am not assuming they're going to play in the fall, but I feel like there's so much more data still out there of what's going to happen after this, excuse me, and after this. So I don't know, but I still think it's possible they have to pull back. Here's the point I've been trying to make on Buckeye Talk and with some of our people. Ohio State, I think every game that Ohio State has played since 2013 in the regular season, everything before they got to a postseason bowl when they were already in or out of the playoff, every game a national championship has been on the line because if you won, you stayed on track, and if you lost, you were off track, but you were never out of it. That's 7 years of every single game with a national championship in the air. That is so rare. So the question is, why would you play in the winter or spring when there's no national championship at stake? There's never a national championship at stake for Purdue and Indiana and Maryland and Rutgers and Minnesota and Iowa and Nebraska. The only team in the league that has a national championship at stake in the fall is Ohio State. Even Penn State, Penn State, if they do their very best, yes. But there's only three teams, Max, and really only one team where there's going to be a huge difference. No national championship at stake. It's Ohio State. So then ask Ohio State, would you rather play or not play? Would you rather have nothing or this? If you can't have the fall, and the fall isn't going to be as good as a normal fall anyway, there's not going to be fans in the stands, it's still going to be a little screwed up, would you rather have nothing or this? So Ohio State, they're the one. Everybody else, you're not missing that much. Oh, no, Purdue can't play for a title. What else is new? They haven't played for had a title at stake since the 60s. So I still think I'd rather have something than nothing unless my 10 best players all leave, right? If every NFL-bound guy leaves, then it's different. Then it does feel more like JV to me. But as long as you can keep some of those guys, I would push back hard against the JV thing. And if we're in a world where the –
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
The only reason to play a football game is because you might win a national title. Then I think we've lost a little bit about what we're all doing here to begin with.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate you, buddy, as always.
See you, fellas.
Doug Lamorese, Cleveland.com, Brian Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Winning the internet every day. Day. Tweet us, troll us, whatever. Search 971 The Fan to join the fun.
The Fan's Twitter feed is brought to you by Everstream. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
At Everstream, the business-only fiber network, we believe business deserves better. Everstream's full-service approach to business connectivity delivers the speed and reliability that businesses demand. Everstream, faster fiber, better business.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider in the nation, growing faster than Verizon and AT&T, and even growing faster than T-Mobile. It's easy to see why. Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and is the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. There are no contracts, added taxes, or fees. Switch and you could save up to 40%, and see why Spectrum Mobile is the fastest growing mobile provider. Learn more at spectrummobile.com. Based on Q1 2020 subscriber data.
O'Reilly Auto Parts can help make your auto maintenance easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies to do the job right the first time. Right now, get 15% off a set of brake best pads and two rotors, plus O'Reilly Brake Cleaner, two for $5. Stop by or visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, it's your Uncle Cooper here. Once upon a time, there was a girl named Goldie. My niece. Your cousin. And Goldie didn't know which tires were right for her. The first ones were too much tire, and the next ones were not enough tire. Anyway, long story short, Goldie found the Coopers, and they were just right. What a happy, practical ending. Okay, go to sleep. Go with the Coopers.
Cooper!
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at the Mopar Service Center at your local Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealership.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
The Fan.
Good morning, I'm Mark Fishark. Baseball last night, Shane Bieber now 5-0 after pitching the Indians to a 2-0 win at Pittsburgh. In St. Louis, the Cardinals scored three times in the bottom of the ninth to stun the Reds 5-4. Tonight, the Tribe goes for its seventh straight win when it hosts Detroit. Adam Plutko pitches for Cleveland. The Reds have Anthony DeSclafani on the mound when they face the Cardinals. The Columbus Crew improved to 5-0-1 in the season following last night's 3-0 win over Chicago at Moffray Stadium. Second round of the Northern Trust is underway this morning outside Boston. The world's top-ranked golfer, Justin Thomas, tees off at 106. Tiger Woods starts at 117. Both are 3 under par. In the NFL, Washington coach Ron Rivera has been diagnosed with cancer but plans to continue coaching while undergoing treatment. This Sports Center brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. During these difficult times, BMI Federal Credit Union is here to make your financial life easy. Visit BMIFCU.org today.
If you say something with confidence, then you can't be wrong.
I don't even know.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
You know, the So I see these images of the parent protest at the Big Ten headquarters in Rosemont. There looks to be about 30 parents there. God bless them. But I think it's also kind of, it's an example of what can happen with social media.
Yeah.
Because the perception is that you're going to have 1,000 people there.
Right.
Because you've been retweeted and every media source in Columbus, in Ohio, has interviewed you about you going. And you've been retweeted by everybody that you're going. And then you show up and there's 30 people.
Right.
I mean, that's...
You would have thought it was like every parent of Ohio State player and then every parent
every
of
player
Iowa,
Iowa
and every parent of Nebraska.
It's not. It's 30 people. Because
the reality is that there's still a pandemic coming. So you can scream, and I mean this with the utmost respect, you can create a cause online, I think. And I think this is in reality, too. And it goes probably much deeper. Like, imagine being a high school kid and you see something tweeted online or Instagram, and you think that every single person probably in your school and town knows some embarrassing thing about you now or whatever, right? And you get out in the real world and you're like, oh, well, maybe it's not every single human being. You know what I mean? Maybe it's not as... Because when you saw the retweets and the coverage of it and you're living it day by day, you're thinking that there's going to be 1,000 parents there bringing the walls down of the place.
I mean, there's more.
The reality to Chicago from Iowa. It's tough to travel there from Nebraska. I think Mr. Wade came from Florida, up to Chicago, and it's a pandemic going on.
Yeah.
And a lot of these, some of these parents don't have the means to just pick up a flight and go there too. So it's, it's pretty interesting.
I think there's probably more. There's 4 or 5 Rosemont police people there. They're not Chicago police, Rosemont police. And there's probably, it looks like about 12 media members.
Yep.
That group is equal to the amount of people who are there for the protest for the reason you said. It's a pandemic. It's hard. You can't just get people work. You can't just leave.
Right.
But also, those people are owed transparency. They're owed it. Now, you might not like what the transparency reveals. Because what the transparency will probably reveal is that there was more of a consensus than you're being led to believe. And what the transparency will probably reveal, in my guess, is that this will be as much about all of the rest of the fall sports as it is about football.
Do you think Christina will get asked this when she has a press conference when she finally takes over?
I do.
You know, like, again, I'm just wondering, like, when does she technically... Neither do I. But when does she technically...
It's Monday, the 24th.
The 24th? Monday? Okay. Yeah. So when she does her first media availability... And they ask her, because I know in the initial phone call, she wasn't on it. So she has an out for that. Remember how we were like, how are the Big Ten presidents meeting? And Ohio State, who's the biggest team or school in this conference, doesn't have their president on it. And she had like a previous commitment. If she says I didn't even vote, or I wasn't on the call, then you say, well, why the hell not? Would Ohio State not have so that's a whole other can of worms. But she's going
to
be asked.
Somebody from... us had to be on the call.
Yes. And she's going to, either way, like, she'll say something.
Somebody was. Yeah,
right.
For sure.
And then the follow up would be like, well, what would you have voted? If there was a vote. There wasn't really a vote. Okay. Well, if there was a yay, nay, what would you have voted?
Let me ask you this. This would be my answer if I were the president of Ohio State and I was asked that question. What would your vote have been? I would flip it around and I would say, if I feel like I can vote yes, that we can play football, I also have to say yes, that we can vote for all the other fall sports to continue. Right? Because these kids are all the same, because I'm living in that world. If I'm a president, I'm living in the world that they're all the same. I would then also have to say that I feel confident that our full student body can be back and on campus. Because, after all, these are student athletes. Correct?
Yep.
Okay? They can't be treated any differently in that sense, even though we all know that they are. But then the facade breaks down. So we
can... As Kevin Hart said.
Yeah, the facade breaks down.
The facade breaks down.
You can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
You can't. So that you can ask for all the transparency in the world, and we can ask for a vote, and we can see it. But if you're asking for transparency on football, then you got to have transparency on men's and women's soccer and all the other fall sports.
Right.
So that's the problem, and nobody really wants to talk about it. So some of these schools are going to play. And so I've devised a bit of a system for us on this program to pick our teams.
Well, look at that.
So we've got ACC playing, we've got Big 12 playing, and we have SEC playing. All right? Mm-hmm. I think that, like, there's certain schools I just can't root for. I just can't. Like, I can't do I can't root for Florida. I can't root for George. I can't root for Alabama. I can't root for Clemson. Like, those are just ones I can't. I can't do those. So those are the ones, like, right out of the gates, I'm out on those. Are there any that you're like, I can't do it?
Alabama. I can't root for Clemson. Really, other than that? No, I mean, those are really the two main teams. I'll put it this way. I can't root for Florida.
Yeah.
I think we know why. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, but this was exciting for me to kind of dip in, you know, to be like, well, because now that we are getting to this block of the show and you're actually talking about, like, you start thinking about teams, you're saying to yourself, oh, yeah, give me these three conferences now. Mm-hmm. I'll sit back here. Does it stink? Of course. Like, I tell Shelly and I talk about this all the time. Like, it absolutely sucks that I won't be able to work Big Ten Network this year. It stinks. Mm-hmm. I was like, but let's keep our, you know, perspective. My goodness, like, there are a lot more, for instance, there are parents who are thinking, how the hell am I going to, like, for instance, Shelly said last night, like, you talk to friends sometimes and their perspective is so warped. And you're like, buddy, I understand and I validate what your stress is. But let's also try to keep in mind that there are people who have to do virtual schooling and don't have Wi-Fi at home. Have you thought about that? Where both parents work and they don't have a home Wi-Fi router, right? They're trying to tell their kid to go to a friend's house or go to some local let's think about what's really going on. People who have lost jobs. Let's have a little perspective. So for me, you know, I guess, you know, I could be in a pity party every weekend or whatever, but you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna sit back. I'm going to enjoy the extra time with my family. I'm going to love them. And I'm going to watch some Big 12 SEC or ACC football and be salty and joyful all in probably one fell swoop because I'm salty that my own conference and team ain't playing and just happy to see something. If we get there. If. You know, I'm not sure we'll get there, but
let's have fun and pretend we are.
Let's have fun. Let's do it.
Let's have fun and pretend we are. So you could pick I'm going to pick one team in each conference because basically all of these are playing conference.
I feel like we might have the same – And well, I know we had the same one. I'm
one
not sure.
For sure.
What do you think? You think we're 33% here? What do you think?
I'm going to go 2/3.
Does Chops
I think there's
vote?
A chance. Yeah, of course. We'll give him a vote
damn
in this.
It.
All
damn
right.
It.
So these are the criteria for me that I came up with in order for me to root for a team. Do I like the coach? Mm. Right. I got to like the coach. If the coach is a crud, you can't have that.
That's a tough one for two of my teams, to be honest.
Do I like the way they play? Is it a fun style of play? Do I like the quarterback? Do I like the offense? Do I like do I like some of the players on their defense? Do I like their style? Do I like their identity? Do I like their culture? And then would I ever go there and watch a game? Mm. Down the road. Would I ever be in a position to go there and watch a game? Many of these places I've been. When you talk about the ACC and the SEC, I've been to most of them.
Yeah.
So I can tell you what those places are like, and those would be road trips that maybe it'd be fun to revisit. And so those are kind of the things. What other criteria did you put out there that you thought of as you were going through this?
When I did it, I like to root because you're normally rooting for Ohio State. You like to root for a winner. So for me, it's like someone that you think has a legitimate chance to make some noise. None of my teams, I would say, are favorite. None of them are favorites in their conferences. What's ironic is that I'm not sure I love two of the coaches of the three teams I picked, but I can see a path to success because of their history in one way or another. One of the coaches I really like, so it makes a ton of sense. But and plus it's quarterback. Like, do they have a quarterback to make noise? Like, all the other positions and stuff, I'm not going to pretend that I can break down the starting 22 of all these teams, but I know for a fact they have skill at quarterback. And part of me is like, I want them to be good too. So it's kind of like there's also just that, you know what, I want this team to be good in this conference.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's – I always thought that was crazy when people would, like, pick, like, an English Premier League team and they would pick, like, Fulham. And I would be, boy, that's a rough go. Like, you're never going to win anything ever. It'd be like somebody from Europe coming over and picking, you know, an NBA team or a Major League Baseball team or an NFL. Like, not to what the Browns are now, but like just randomly picking the Browns 10 years ago.
Yep.
Like, that's tough. That's going to be tough, man. It'd be like picking a college team and going, I'm going to root for Illinois. Well, enjoy that. That'll be fun. That's going to be a real treat. rooting for the Illini. So, yeah, I think those are the things. You want a team that's got a shot. You can't have a front runner who's a threat to us. That was big for me. I don't want a team. I'm not going to root for a team that is going to, win in our wake of not being there. So that's what eliminates Clemson and Alabama for me, especially. Those are the two that I jump out to. I spent 6 years in Tallahassee, so there's just no way that I could root for Florida based off of that, although I have great respect for the program and loved Billy Donovan as a basketball coach. Loved Spurrier, too. He was great. But there was just no way I could do that. And honestly, I can't root for Florida State now. It's just chaos. At FSU.
It is chaos.
And that one would make the most sense for me since I, used to host that coach's show when Bowden was there and loved Bobby. So that is one that I eliminated as well. So I think we're kind of on the same page. Do we like the coach? Do we like the QB? Do they have a shot? Not a front runner. Those are things that are important. We will pick our teams. We'll go ACC, Big 12.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
SEC. We'll let Chops have a voice on this as well. And then we'll be committed to these teams through whatever the hell we get this fall. Hopefully it's football. I hope so. I hope Saturdays are filled with some college football, if not ours. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
A quarter century of sports conversation and play-by-play.
And let's not forget the fart jokes.
Thanks for nothing, common man.
The Fan.
Ohio's sports destination.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. Visit us in-store, curbside, and at batteriesplus.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/yes. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's our biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
If you're a commercial building owner, you know the headaches broken doors and locks can cause. The Flying Locksmiths have been trusted by building owners and tenants like you for over 70 years. Everything from door repair and replacement to access controls and CCTV cameras, as well as traditional locksmithing services. The Flying Locksmiths of Columbus can handle all your physical security needs. Text or call 800-649-KEYS or go to flyinglocksmiths.com.
ZZ Boots, Wild Man's Leather and Lace. Hey, 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 this is the Wild Man. Over 40 years, fitting boots. Try the boot before you buy it. Let us correctly fit you in industrial footwear, Western biker boots, and made in the USA. 863-3320.
Okay, let's begin. Morning Juice, Bishop and Laurinaitis, Rothman and Ice, Common Man and T-Bone, The Buckeye Show, Ohio State Athletics, Blue Jackets Hockey, Crew Soccer, the NFL, and even more things I don't have time to say. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Fifth Third Bank, we're working hard to make banking a Fifth Third better with Fifth Third Free Checking.
Free checking sounds good.
Well, our bank has free checking, too. Just gonna need you to jump through these flaming hoops.
Nobody should have to jump through hoops for their money. That's why we have no monthly service fees, no balance requirements, no hoops.
No hoops is way better.
Fifth Third Free Checking. This is banking. A Fifth Third better.
Only available in select markets. Account must be funded within 45 days of account opening. Service fees may apply. Fifth Third Bank 2020 National Association. Member FDIC.
If you like country music and star-studded award shows,
Then you'll love 5-Hour Energy CMA Award Sweepstakes. 5-Hour Energy wants to send you and a guest to Music City to bask in the glow of music's brightest stars at the 2020 CMA Awards. To enter, buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of the receipt, and upload it. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, go to 5hecountry.com. Sweepstakes ends October 10th, 2020. Must be U.S. resident 18 years or older. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
Labor Day savings are now at the Home Depot, and your fall project list is now even more affordable. Use our mobile app to search, shop, and save. Flexible delivery options that bring everything you need right to your door. And if you need tools for a project, but not forever, you can rent them. You won't find a better toolbox anywhere else. Take on fall with Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, while supplies last, valid through September 7th.
Changing laws can't change our hearts, and hate won't leave unless we make it. This divide is real, and you might feel hopeless to overtake it. Our history's cold, and our future's unknown and incomplete. But we could fight today to make the pain of our past not repeat. Wherever you are, be that change you feel that you don't see enough of. Your household, friends, job, or school could grow through your life. We need tough love, need kindness and care, conversations to understand each other, patience for these wounds, and day-by-day actions to love our brothers, help our sisters of all races to connect and not dismiss, and be that country we're supposed to be where each life can exist, and it's through you to call out hatred, teach the weak, and shield the pain. No matter who you are, be the change.
Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit WindowNation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Day drinking responsibly with a touch of class. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Bishop and Laurinaitis, right here on The Fan. I want to talk to you about my friends at Germain Toyota of Columbus. The deals just keep rolling in. Why don't you trade in your car right now for one of those brand new Camrys? You can get 0%. I like that number. Zero. For 60 months. If you want to lease it instead, you know, maybe you don't want to buy a Camry, but maybe you want to lease one of their nice Corolla LEs. $169 a month only. Offers are obviously good for those that qualify, but Rich and his staff are simply the best in the business. Fair pricing, excellent customer service, and they simply care about each and every one of you. Go see them online, germaintoyota.net.
All right, so the idea here, we're going to pick a team to root for in every, and I look forward to this. I hope they play. And I hope that I'm able to watch these teams, and I'll root for these teams. Every one of these games are going to be on TV. You'll be able to watch every game if you want of any one of them. Let's start in the ACC, where my guess is we are coming to the same conclusion based on the first criteria, to love the coach. And I'm Carolina Tar Heels. Let's go Mac Brown. Let's go Sammy Howell. Right? I mean, is that where you ended up?
Yeah. Yeah, for the ACC, for me, love Mac Brown. He's the one coach of the three that I picked that I love. Love what he's building there. I think they're the only team in that conference. Oh, I guess you'd consider Notre Dame there, but they're the only team in that conference that I think is legitimately close to threatening Clemson, at least with like an upset. They should have beat them last year.
Yeah.
And plus, I love their colors. I mean, my goodness, can it be as simple as that? And they're the one school when it's come to basketball and now football, obviously, as you know, you have the football guys still on campus and the students going home that just basically says, no, we're not afraid to admit what this is. We're just going to keep going with our idea. It does matter more. We're going to go play.
Yeah.
Just ballsy, man.
It is. It takes onions to do what they did. Mm. I've been there. It's a stunning campus. Stunning. The football facilities are, I was there 20 years ago, so I'm sure they're a lot better now, but at the time they were revolutionary. And it's beautiful. And Mac is one of the best guys I've ever been around in college football. One of the best. I mean, he is the kindest, nicest. He is exactly like Bobby Bowden, same type of dude. And was an assistant for Bobby, and I think that's probably where a lot of it comes from. But he's the best guy. Howell gives him a chance. Their uniforms are beautiful.
Like, yep.
I have no problem rocking some Carolina gear. I'd have no problem doing that. So that's fine. Chops, who'd you have in the ACC?
I agreed with you guys. I went with UNC. The only other two that I thought about, Notre Dame, but I don't really like Brian Kelly, so that threw that out. Jeff Hafley, I do like, but Boston College, woof, not going with that one. And Sam Howell, like you guys are saying, he's going to be fun. He was sixth in the country in yards last year, so he'll only be better, presumably, this year.
Absolutely. I mean, I was in Tallahassee for 6 years and really didn't consider him just because of what's happened with the program and the negativity surrounding it. And it's a great place, and they've got, you know, they've got one of the best stadiums in the country. It's a new one. It's a Taj Mahal. All right, let's go to the Big 12. This was a different. This one is interesting for me because as a kid, this would have been Colorado for me. Colorado obviously isn't. I loved Colorado as a kid. They're not in this. Texas was a school I've always admired, but I don't like kind of what's become of Tom Herman as much. And I always kind of liked West Virginia, but they're not relevant. So I kind of leaned on, do I like the coach? Do I like the style of play? And this is a front runner way, but I guess I'll go Oklahoma here.
Yeah. I don't blame you because I really do like Lincoln Riley. I like the way the Sooners play football, well, despite their lack of defense.
Offensively, anyway.
Yes. But for me, I couldn't go with the front runners.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to see something different in the college football playoff, right? Like, I feel like over the years, we've just seen a constant crimson and maroon and cream, like between Alabama and Oklahoma, like those constants, right? You're like, can I just see something different? Can I get a little more variety? And so for me, it is, I don't like what's become of Tom Herman, but I am going to go Texas. And part of it is sentimental with me because when I was playing D1 football, when it was us and Texas clashing, not only is it aesthetically beautiful with the uniforms and the way everything and the fan bases, the burnt orange and the scarlet off each other are just great, but that's what it's like. That is football. Like, Texas is football. And so I want Texas back. And I know that I'm not sure what's going to happen with Tom. If Tom doesn't get it going this year, if they play, you know, and they don't have a good season, could he be canned? Could one Urban Meyer come down and say, I'm the captain now, Irish?
Jeez.
Take the whistle from him? How about that? Like, you could do a superimposed video of him, you know, giving the whistle to Ryan Day, reverse that video, putting it back on, and then putting the burnt orange colors on him.
Yeah.
That's what he could do. Or superimpose Tom Herman's face on Ryan Day and reverse it and say, no, I'm the captain now, Irish.
Chops, I assume you went Iowa State here?
You are correct, sir. I want to correct Sam Howell, actually 14th. I'm not sure what ESPN was ranking there with the yards, but he was 14th.
That's right.
Should only get better. This guy, though, Brock Purdy, he was actually 5th. So, and I love puns. You guys know that. And you can do so much with Purdy. So that's a big deal for me. Plus, Iowa State, I've got a ton of family who went there. And they're like the little brother. So, you know, the big brother can't play this year. I like Iowa State. I root for them in every game besides the Cy-Hawk game. So I'm going with that. Plus, Matt Campbell is still an up-and-rising coach. I don't know if he's ever going to make the jump or if he's sticking with Iowa State, but he seems to have them rolling at a higher level than they've ever been.
He may just be like Ferentz.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just happy. He just stays in Ames and goes about his business. I know that he wanted this job, obviously, desperately. I wonder if the Michigan job would be one he would take. My hunch is that he would if that job ever came open again. The SEC was really hard for me. It's really hard because there's a lot of programs that I like. The experience in a lot of these places is spectacular. I like a lot of these coaches. I like a lot of these programs. This was a tough one. I really couldn't even settle it, and it was between LSU, which is the most like us, right? Yeah. And I love Coach O and the fact that that Joe was there and had the year that he had. Baton Rouge is spectacular on a game day. I think it's the most similar to us down there, but they're so great, and they just won it. So it's hard. Like, I've always kind of liked them, and I'll root for them. But I got to tell you, I went Outlaw here, and I went Kiffin. I went Ole Miss. I just have such and I've never been to Ole Miss. I've never been to Oxford, so I don't. I've only heard how great it is, but I've never been there. But I've always had such a respect for just like the pageantry and like the snobbery up there.
Oh gosh,
like, the fact that the hottie totties and all that, like, and the wearing the bow ties, like, it just seems like that sort of fake snobbery would fit me great. I feel like I'd thrive there.
Absolutely. It's amazing that this man comes from a ranch. Wearing,
right.
Jeans, cowboy boots,
like
and a hat, you know, and
yeah.
getting the cows
like
in order to just straight Ole Miss bow tie.
Well, I think a bit. Yeah,
crew socks,
I love when they wore
socks,
the baby blue
mid ankle socks with some like Sperry's.
Sperry's.
I think that really you
awful.
Could rock that.
Gosh, oh, I definitely could
look.
Rock it.
I hate
it so bad. I think I like their baby blue. I kind of like Kiffin. I know everybody hates him. I kind of like him. I think he's decent. I think he'll do well there. They're not going to win anything, and I'll still, you know, root for LSU in the games that matter, but I'll go Ole Miss.
Yeah, I respect that. I'm going to go Texas A&M, and again, it's more of a desire that there's no way that school, with its resources, that it should not be great. Now,
yeah.
Quarterback, I think they have a chance. I think he's underperformed, sometimes overhyped, but maybe he can have another season. Jimbo's won a national championship, for crying out loud. He's a guy that should be able to bring that, even though I think he's car salesy, you know, I don't really...
He is.
I kind of equate him and James Franklin similar, as far as, like, I want to like you, but I feel like there's just something, you're always on to where, you know what I mean? Like, even with PJ Flagg, like, gosh, your culture's winning, it's doing great, but there's something about... I think there's a lack of authenticity. You know, it's kind of just always being on that, like, when those guys get home and kick their feet up and pour a stiff drink, you know, the real person comes out, and that kind of rubs me the wrong way. But Jimbo, Kellen Mond, that whole, just that atmosphere. Like, when you remember A&M, Big 12, like, just the 12th man, everything about it just screams, if they're actually like winning the SEC West, that place might explode.
He is a snake oil salesman. Mm-hmm. As a human, though, I mean, he was pretty duplicitous with Bowden. Like, he's dicey. Oh. But yes, he is. He's a great recruiter. He's a pretty good coach. They won a lot at FSU, and he put them right back to the top of the national prevalence pretty quickly. So, that to me is the answer to, I don't understand why it hasn't been great there forever. Mm-hmm. Infinite money, talent everywhere. I have no idea why that hasn't been a powerhouse program for the last 30 years, especially with them in the Big 12. And they really never won hardly anything. It's strange.
Yeah.
Chops, who you got in the SEC?
I'm rolling with Joey Freshwater as well, just basically because I can't wait for the Egg Bowl between Mike Leach and Lane Kiffin, and that's just going to be
point.
So much fun.
That's such.
Well, you
point.
Love Leach. It's just, with all due respect to the great Clay Hall, although Mississippi State's going to be better. I mean, they're good. They still have all those guys that Mullen recruited. Mississippi State's going to be the better team. I don't have a problem with either one of them, really, Mississippi or Mississippi State. Ole Miss just has a little more of that fake glamour that I enjoy. I love that.
Oh, it's great. I mean, and they're trust me, when you see like the Ole Miss in the helmet, and you're right, the baby blue, when that like pops out, you're just like, oh my gosh, okay, this school. And Mississippi State seems more blue collar, you know, with the whole like cowbell.
Kind of the
like,
difference between, yeah,
you know.
Difference seems between Michigan and Michigan State is kind of the way it is. Pretentious.
You feel like you got water boys. Or not, water boy versus, you know.
Yeah. That as well.
You got Manning wearing a bow tie into the stadium. And you got Bobby Boucher.
That's right.
State.
Maybe the Mannings have something to do with it. Like the pageantry of the Mannings. That might have something to do with it. Like, I just think they're just the coolest, that whole family. So maybe that has something to do with
hashtag
it as well.
Goals.
My poll. I really wish Tennessee.
I wanted to pick Tennessee, but I just can't.
If Jeremy Pruitt wasn't the coach at Tennessee, I would have picked Tennessee. Yeah. I just don't like him, but I love that city. I love that stadium. I love that color. I love everything. I love that Tennessee product. I just don't. I'm not a. I'm John
Pulling
a Pruitt
up on
guy.
The boats.
Oh gosh, yeah. No, it's awesome. It's great.
Right there,
it's
bro.
Great. I remember in the early 2000s, I went to a Florida-Tennessee game there, and when those two schools both were great. Spurrier was at Florida, so of course he never lost to Tennessee. But it was in the early 2000s, maybe 2002, I would say, somewhere in there. But it was an electric. It's awesome. It's great. They need to be back. They need to be back. And I love that. I love that gear, man. I think that T is strong. One thing I'll say about all these schools, and I wish we would do it, I like how they just have the T and the A and the G. Like, we have to put Ohio State across the O? No, you don't. Just have the block O. That's all you need. That's the logo, is the block O. I wish we would do that with our branding. But that's a whole other topic for another day. So last week, we said goodbye to Schlage.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Thanks. Well, he doesn't want to say goodbye. He wants to survive with Schlage's.
Oh.
So we'll ask him to pick his SEC, Big 12, and ACC schools. I think I'll also ask him if it was in the Old West, if he'd rather be an outlaw or a sheriff. I might do that, too. It's all in play. It's all in play. Bishop of the Lord Knight is right here, the fan.
Love Crew Soccer? Us too. Let's get married and catch every game together. Proud to be your local home for the black and gold. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
One meal everyone in your family can get on board with? It's Culver's. Our menu puts a happy dance in everyone's step. You may know us for our famous butter burgers, cooked to order for that great signature steak taste, but we're also known for our always full of flavor, whole white meat chicken tenders, and thick and juicy chicken sandwiches, and our melty Wisconsin cheese curds, and our hand-battered North Atlantic cod.
At Culver's, we believe more menu options mean more ways to brighten your day. Welcome to Delicious.
Why is Culver's such a treat for so many families? Here's a hint. This treat is thick and creamy, and everyone can get it any way they like. Our fresh, frozen custard. We craft it in small batches throughout the day to make our guests stay, using fresh dairy from America's family farms. Shakes, cones, sundaes, concrete mixers, flavor of the day. Oh, and the toppings.
Who says you can't please everyone? There's more than one way to dessert at Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
It's hot out there. Hi, it's Morgan again from Joe Dirt. We are working hard in this heat to get you the dirt and recycled stone you need for all your summer projects. Whether you need screen topsoil or fill dirt, recycled concrete or asphalt, we're your one-stop shop. Give us a call at 614-444-DIRT or visit our website at 444dirt.com.
Attention all sports fans. The market leader in ED has a special offer for you. Listen carefully. One in three men have erectile dysfunction problems. The doctors with Peak Performance for Men can fix your problems today, regardless of age and medical history. Our limited time offer is back. $49 includes a medical consultation and ultrasound. So call Peak Performance Columbus now at 614-739-8181. Again, that's 614-739-8181. And if we can't treat you for any reason, your visit is free. Peak Performance for Men, changing lives all over Ohio.
Hot under the collar? Call Care Heating and Cooling and we'll fix that fast. 1-800-COOLING.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat. So you can put that on everything.
Like buffalo wings.
Everything.
Buffalo nachos.
Everything.
Buffalo mac and cheese?
Yes, and also things that don't start with buffalo. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
I'd like to apologize on behalf of the entire radio station for Common Man's constant throat clearing.
If it makes you feel better, I kicked him in the sack pretty hard before voicing this promo.
Common Man. And T-Bone. Weekdays at 3, The Fan.
It's Honda's summer clearance, and every new Honda is on clearance. Well-qualified buyers can lease the 2020 Honda CR-V today for $229 a month for 36 months with $3,099 due at lease signing. CR-V, the best-selling crossover utility vehicle over the past decade for just $229 a month. Don't miss Honda's summer clearance event going on now at your Central Ohio Honda dealers. Call 877-41-HONDA for details. Offer ends August 31st, 2020.
Sports are coming back, and all of the action can be found at OH Sports Bar and Grill at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Enjoy the games on over 25 giant screens, great food and local brews, plus dive into the crab boil, a seafood lover's dream. It's all at Hollywood Casino. Visit HollywoodColumbus.com for more. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider in the nation, growing faster than Verizon and AT&T, and even growing faster than T-Mobile. It's easy to see why. Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and is the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. There are no contracts, added taxes, or fees. Switch and you could save up to 40%. And see why Spectrum Mobile is the fastest growing mobile provider. Learn more at SpectrumMobile.com. Based on Q1 2020 subscriber data.
Sugatz here. Dell supports America's entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10. Plus, save on top brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/small business deals.
Great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at the Mopar Service Center at your local Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealership.
It's First Friday Somewhere.
That's a big sense of freedom.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's survive with Schlags. Need a little uptick on a Friday. Schlags, welcome in on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. A full weekend on the juice.
What's up, baby? Yeah, man, bringing it every morning with my dudes, Beamer and Bobby. Mark the Shark on the board. Let's go.
Threes and I just did an exercise where we picked SEC, Big 12, and ACC teams to root for in the respect of they have football and we don't. Who do you got in those conferences? Who are you going to root for, Schlags?
Well, I'm going to go through how many of these schools have bought my product and how many did they buy. That's how I'm going to make my judgment call. Because, I mean, a lot of people don't know this, but, I mean, one being a strength coach, like, I know everybody, and then I know all their staffs, and then they also buy product from me. So we can start with the Big Ten, or the Big 12, and I wish we could start with the Big Ten, but no, we can't. Thank you, Kevin Warren, and the chancellors and presidents. Anyways, Big 12, I like Iowa State. I'm with you, Chops. They got 12 of my strike machines. Matty Andrews' brother is the head strength coach there. Matt Campbell, Mountain Union guy. Yep. They have 12 strike machines. I mean, I'm really juiced about that. However, Texas has 14 and a pick. Ooh. So because of that, and I've known Yancey for a long time, and I coached with a lot of the people on that staff, and I absolutely love Stan Drayton, and I'm from Texas, I'll go there. All right.
So you go Texas and the Big 12. Texas and the Big 12.
If Matt Rhule was there, still there at Baylor, I'd go Matt Rhule, even though they had less, because I really like Matt. All right, so that's Big 12. Let's go to the ACC. They all got like a medium number, you know, quantity of striking machines, nothing to write home about, 6 to 10. But the one school that doesn't have them, UNC, so I'm going to flip the script, and I'm going to root for Mac Brown because he should have recruited me at Texas, and I think he's going to make up for it by me rooting for him. He'll also buy some striking machines. So that being said, I'm going to go with UNC.
Texas and Carolina, okay.
Yep, and then if you flip that to the SEC, this is tough because Georgia's strength coach, he was at Marshall, came on a visit to Ohio State, absolutely phenomenal dude. Corey Bichet was an intern at Ohio State for us when I was coaching. He's a strength coach at Mississippi State, and they got Leach, which I'm really juiced about. My wife went to Aggieland. They got striking machines. But I got to kind of go with my man Nick Savage at Florida. And I can't stand Florida. I can't stand them. But I like how tough their quarterback is that's coming back. And I think they have a chance in the East. And Nick just had a baby. So I'm going to go with Nick.
All right. So you go Texas, Carolina, and Gators.
Man, it sounds so bad going with Gators because my hillbilly side wants to go straight start Vegas. Because if I would have went down there and been a strength coach, I'd have been killing pigs every offense. It'd have been amazing.
Oh, and I think you and Leach, the morning conversations with you and Leach would have been the stuff of legend.
Oh, yeah. 100%, man. How could we use this movie into a motivational speech down by the river? Coach, I got you.
I mean, Schlags, how many monsters have you had today?
I only had one. You know what? I'm figuring out this routine of the morning juice. So it looks like, hey, you get up at about 4. I have 2 cups of coffee. I pop a monster on the air. I kind of sip on that like a sweet tart, or not like a, like a Jolly Rancher. Gets me through the show. And then I make the kids breakfast, and now I'm driving to work to go ship some products to some high schools. That's it, man. I'm just running off of just, you know, straight unadulterated, all gas, no brakes, Schlag juice.
Schlags, if the year were 1869 and you were in Arizona, would you be an outlaw or a sheriff?
I'll tell you, matter of fact, I know exactly who I would be. And his name is the Outlaw Josie Wales. That's exactly who I would have been. Right? So it's after the war, right? Totally fits the script. And you know, like, of all the characters, of all the little kids' movies that I've watched, I kind of really like Wreck-It Ralph because he's kind of like that. He's a bad guy that wants to be good, right? So he says, I'm bad, and that's good. I'll never be good, and that's not bad. There's no one I'd rather be than me. And if the outlaw Josie Wales could say that, that's probably what he would say.
Yeah.
And also, he made a blood pact with 10 bears, right? And he was like, it's great that men like us meet. You know, he's like, why can't governments do this? And I'm like, you're absolutely freaking right, Ken Bears. And
then they solved it all.
Outlaw Josie Wales. What does Josie Wales say? I reckon so. I love it. That's my guy.
That's it. Well, we love having you on, and we've loved what you've done all week long, buddy, on the Morning Juice. Good luck again next week. Thanks for a little time on a Friday, buddy.
Appreciate you guys. Have a blessed weekend. Attack and dominate.
We will.
I mean, he knew the exact...
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Outlaw.
You do exactly the outlaw. Yeah. Would you be the outlaw or the sheriff in the Old West?
I'd probably be the sheriff.
Yeah, you would be. I would be the outlaw. There's no question. I'd be Jesse James. That's how that would go. And then very poorly. But I think that's probably how it would go. Thing or not a thing up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
The only workplace in America to participate in the Doorknob Fart Game. And we also play office basketball. And sometimes do radio. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
James Laurinaitis here, and the deals just keep rolling in at Germain Toyota. So get in the car you're driving now and get ready to trade it in for a brand new Toyota Camry for 0% for 60 months. Prefer to lease a car? Get the Corolla LE for $169 a month. Offers are good for those that qualify. Rich and his staff are simply the best in the business. Fair pricing, excellent customer service, and they simply care about each and every one of you. Do what I did and go to Germain Toyota at 5711 Scarborough Boulevard or online at germaintoyota.net.
There's something different about a diamond from Diamonds Direct. It sparkles more. It's more brilliant. It stands out. People notice it more. You know why? It starts with owners who are obsessed with quality and perfection. Every diamond at Diamonds Direct is handpicked for maximum brilliance. We know how to get the perfect cut that gives you that magic sparkle. In fact, we're so picky, for every 100 diamonds we look at, we will usually only choose about 5 to bring back to our showroom. Then, to give you the ultimate in confidence, our diamonds are certified by the most stringent and most reputable American gem labs. In fact, Diamonds Direct has one of the largest selections of GIA certified diamonds in the country. Our passion for quality extends to the rings we sell too. Our engagement rings are not cookie cutter. They're handcrafted by the world's top ring designers, with intricate detail and true artisan craftsmanship made right here in America. No cutting corners, no compromises. That's why you can always spot a diamond from Diamonds Direct, Ohio's direct diamond importer, on Polaris Parkway in front of Polaris Fashion Place.
Hey, 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 this is the Wild Man. Who has the largest selection of industrial work boots? Western boots, biker boots, under one roof, nationwide. Try it before you buy it. Fitting the hard-to-fit ZZ Boots, 863-3320.
PMI Federal Credit Union is here to make your financial life easy. Finance or refinance your home mortgage for competitive low rates and our first-time home buyer program. Apply today. Call 800-233-6880 or visit bmifcu.org. Equal housing lender.
Buckeyes, Blue Jackets, Crew, the NFL. If live games are cool, consider us Miles Davis. And if movie references from 25 years ago are cool, Anthony Rothman is your idol. Your radio home for all the games and eye-rolling promos. The Fan.
Hey there, it's Bo Bishop for Window Nation, and we are excited. August is here because it's their anniversary, and to help celebrate, they're giving you 50% off on all window styles. This year, it's extra special for Window Nation. They just installed their 1 millionth window. Why does this matter? Well, experience matters, especially in the window industry, and Window Nation literally installs the equivalent of a new window every minute. Each install leader averages over 16 years experience too, ensuring that they get it right the first time. Price also matters, and because of their tremendous buying power, backed by over 1 million installed windows, means you always get the best value. Window Nation installs 50 times more than the average window company. In fact, help Window Nation celebrate their anniversary. Get 50% off all style windows, plus they will defer your payment for 2 years with no interest too. Call now for a free estimate. See why over 100,000 homeowners choose Window Nation. Winter will be here before you know it, so protect your home and save big. 50% off all window styles, plus defer payments on all windows for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or try windownation.com.
It's a new season. And it's Sport Clips Haircuts. All of our stylists are clean certified and guy smart. So come in and get yourself back in the game with our legendary MVP experience. It's a mancation with our hot steam towel, relaxing shampoo, and a winning cut. Check in online and walk out with confidence. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy. And you'll be stepping
out like a pro. Capital One checking and savings accounts have no fees or minimums, and a top-rated banking app that lets you manage your money anytime, anywhere, even from your favorite hiking trail. With Capital One's app, you can check your balance, deposit checks, pay bills, and transfer money from wherever you are anytime you want, even when you're cooking dinner. Open a fee-free checking or savings account online in about 5 minutes. This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Head to 971thefan.com to vote in the fan poll.
Sponsored by Byers Imports by the airport.
And if the question's weird, it's because Chops wrote it. The Fan. Two men complaining about first world problems.
You're not getting the point, kid.
This is Bishop and Morinitis.
And time for a little thing or not a thing. Chops is here. Go, Chops.
Bishop and Morinitis. Thing or not a thing.
Here we go on a Friday. Colts quarterback Philip Rivers says he wants to, quote, find that sweet spot again from aggressiveness to stupid this season. Thing or not a thing?
If he, let me ask you this, because we did this in when we went around the NFL. If he's 80% of what his best used to be, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
If he's 80% of that, they win that division, don't they?
Yep. There's no doubt.
They're really good.
Yeah. They're really good, and they have an unbelievable roster.
Yeah.
So with Jonathan Taylor to hand the ball to, and that system and that defense, yeah, they should win if he's 80% of what he used to be.
Eight Buckeyes were named to the Senior Bowl watch list. Trey Sermon, Thayer Munford, Luke Farrell, Jonathan Cooper, Tuff Borland, Baron Browning, Justin Hilliard, and Pete Werner. Thing or not a thing?
It's just, it's heartbreaking because it's a reminder of that this team was, I think, I mean, they not just because we do the show here, but this would have been, this you'd have picked this team to win the national championship. You would have.
Yeah.
That they're better than Clemson last year. I think they bring more back. The fact that you were gift-wrapped Sermon. Yeah, I mean, they would have been the pick to win the national championship, not just by us, but by many.
Yeah, I think... It hurts to be able to know the talent level that we had at our disposal, and then it makes you think like there's no way these kids are playing in a winter season because things like the spring, like get this, if the three conferences, this is what my biggest question is, if the three conferences play this fall, right, and you have two conferences, one of which wants to play January, the Pac-12 is talking about spring. Maybe, right? So it's not even a given that those two will play. What's the NFL do as far as their whole offseason for one conference then? Do they keep going with the Senior Bowl at a certain time? Like, if all five played in the spring, they would have come in.
Yeah.
right? I think if all five said, hey, we have to do spring, NFL would say, sure. But you mean to tell me most of their talent comes from the SEC? Mm-hmm. And if they play a football season and all that, they're going to be like, oh, you know what? Let's push everything back for everybody just for the Big Ten and Pac-12. No. They'll say sorry, which then will lead to, hey, Senior Bowl has to happen because that's a big step in our process. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. If they happen, who knows if the Senior Bowl gets played? That's so far away. Things could change tomorrow. But let's say, what if? Then I think those kids are like, no, a lot of those kids are like, I'd rather play in the Senior Bowl and try to display for my career. And then they are at a disadvantage because guess what? The kids from Alabama and all of them who are going to be there, they've been playing real football games. And they're going to roll into the Senior Bowl, no rust. You're tough, Borland. You haven't played a game in a year and a half. And you go into the Senior Bowl and you're going to try to tackle and cover one-on-one guys that have been playing? It's a huge... It's crazy. This whole thing's nuts.
It is.
Last night was the first Lakers playoff win since 2012. Thing or not a thing?
It's an astonishing thing that the franchise of record in that league has gone that long without 8 years without a playoff win. I think it was they were under the cover of the end of Kobe for about like 3 years there where he kind of played out the string. And I think that made people forget that they were terrible because he was still there. And so then it's really been the last 4 or 5 years where it's really been bad until LeBron got there. But that's a stunning thing to think of, a team like that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And it's just the brand. The brand is so strong. And then to think of that stat, you're like, oh, my goodness. It's pretty wild. It's pretty wild. Because when I see that logo, I don't know about you, but when I see that logo, I think championships.
Yeah, they're like the Yankees.
Yes.
I mean, it's the Lakers, the Yankees. Those are the ones in our country, probably as much as any other, that when you see it, that's it.
This from just a random guy on Twitter, but T-Bone quote tweeted it, so I'll take that as
real.
It has to be real.
I thought you were
real.
Calling him. I thought you were calling T-Bone just a random guy on Twitter. I was like, gosh.
This from right, Eddie. Josh. Fun fact I learned from the Cruise Grounds crew. The field at Mafray Stadium has never been reseeded. That's the original grass from last century. Thing or not a thing?
That's awesome. That's a job well done. I need whoever did that to do my lawn.
Yeah.
I gotta plan a new lawn out here. I gotta get somebody in here to do knows what they're doing.
It's just, you know, it's what what's your view on all the chemicals that go into that? You know what I mean? Like, if you're, I don't know what the blonde's gonna think about all that. You know,
well,
like,
it's far enough away from the well that to hell with it. Chemical it out. Let's make it green.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, then call them up. Get it rolling. Because it's a great thing it hasn't been reseeded. Now you know that thing's been fertilized to you know what. Good for them. That's great. That's great. You know what that is? That's science. That's science to a T.
Two more. According to Adam Hill of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, the Raiders are bringing former XFL quarterback Cardale Jones in for a workout.
Okay.
Thing or not a thing?
Man, how many quarterbacks does Gruden need?
8.
He just collects them.
Needs 8.
He's got so many. Yeah. Mariota's there. Carr's there. Now you're bringing in Cardale. I mean, they probably have more than I'm sure he does. I'm sure he's got 4, 5, 6.
What about Mr. Pick 6 from Buffalo?
Oh, yeah, that guy there,
Peterman,
yeah. Okay. There's 4 dudes. Nathan. I mean, like, how many Nathan quarterbacks Peterman. Do you need? Nathan Peterman. How many quarterbacks do you need, man?
I don't know. Clearly 6.
I hope Cardale gets a shot. I mean, he's gotten a decent...
He'd look great in that uniform, too.
That uniform's awesome. It's the
best. He would look great. Cardale would look awesome in that.
He really was praising Mariota last week. Gruden was.
Last one on a Friday. New Era is introducing cargo hats. It's a standard cap with an adjustable strap on the back that have been upgraded with snap-on pockets that can be used to carry cash, a folding flip phone, your keys, or anything else you want. Thing or not a thing?
I mean,
this is the damn dumbest thing of all time. In the words,
who's
going to
put cash in their hat pocket?
Who has a flip phone? Who wants to wear anything with? Who wants to wear cargo shorts? I mean, it seems like they're 20 years too late on all of this, right?
I feel like Chops rocked some cargo shorts about a decade ago.
He's not rocking them now, though. There's no way J-Lo's letting him out of the house.
Doesn't matter. Fanny packs have come back. I saw a chick walking yesterday with a fanny pack.
No, they haven't. Don't buy that. That doesn't mean one person walking around Dublin in a fanny pack.
Fanny packs are in.
Cool.
Fanny packs are in.
No.
I can confirm.
Fanny packs are back in, bro. I'm telling you.
Fanny packs in.
Yeah. Not by a dude.
You know what else is weird?
Dudes have those weird, like, over-the-shoulder straps. It's just a little bag that, like, can barely fit your phone. But it's not a full satchel.
If I see somebody in one of those, that is a jerk. You're a jerk if you're walking around with any of that. What the hell do you need?
You know what that is?
All you need is a couple of cards.
That. You got to grab it off his shoulder and treat that just like a golf club. Just a nice little crow hop. Maybe even treat it like the discus. You can even do a discus.
Not
throw,
to hammer throw because you got the strap.
That's what I'm saying. If you had the strap, you know, just grab it right on the inside of the strap. Get some really good momentum. Discus throw that thing. People. Nice little spin, shot put, launch.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Goodbye. Why'd you do that? You know why. You know why. Look in the mirror.
You have to ask. You don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's awful. Can't have that. Cannot have that. We live in a society. All right. So we've dealt with this all week. The idea of actively playing football in the spring or the winter. What's the best way to do it? What's the best way? If you're going to do it, what's the best way? We get into that coming up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
This is Ohio State basketball coach Chris Holtman on your home for Buckeye basketball, The Fan.
The Fan.
Ohio's sports destination.
Foreclosure, repossession, garnishment, end the madness, end the madness now. The Law Office of Attorney Mark Herder is a debt relief agency that helps people file both Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcy under the United States Bankruptcy Code. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290. Bankruptcy may relieve you from a financial crisis associated with an unexpected job loss, escalating medical bills, or a nasty divorce. Threaten utility shutoffs, out-of-control credit cards, and on top of that, student loan default? End the madness. End the madness now. Call attorney Mark Herder at 444-LAW-0. Bankruptcy may provide a dignified solution to your financial predicament. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290 today. Or visit online at markherder.com.
If your hair is thinning or falling out, what's your first call? To Vanscoy Hair Clinics, the only clinic in Ohio to offer multi-unit hair grafting that restores more hair in one procedure, saving you time and money. Find out if multi-unit hair grafting, PRP, or laser hair therapy can restore your hair. Call Vanscoy now for a free private and confidential consultation. 614-432-8042. For over 50 years, thousands of men and women have had safe and effective results and meeting all CDC guidelines. Here's some satisfied clients.
If I'm going to get hair, it's got to look good, you know? And I was blown away.
I got to say, I recommend it to anybody that doesn't feel their age. And actually, I feel younger than my age.
In less than 1 hour, you can find out if multi-unit hair grafting can work for you. Call now for a free consultation. 614-432-8042. That's 614-432-8042. Or go to VanscoyHair.com. 614-432-8042. And grow your hair back.
Hey, this is Joseph Newgarden. As a 2-time IndyCar Series champion, I love that we're all getting back in our cars and back on the road, stopping at all the places we missed most. And to keep us going between those stops, there's Shell. Stop in to fill up with their best fuel ever. Save with the Fuel Rewards program. And to get snacks and essentials that can save you even more at the pump. That's just a few of the ways Shell helps you make the most of the stop you need to make. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
Sugats here. Dell supports America's entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10 Plus. Save on top brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/small business deals.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan.
Good morning, I'm Matt Andrews. A winning night for the Tribe again. 6 straight in the win column. They shut out Pittsburgh yesterday 2-0 to complete the sweep of that series. Shane Bieber 5-0, 6 innings, 11 strikeouts. Cleveland now a half game back in Minnesota in the AL Central. They'll host Detroit tonight at 7:10. The Reds are 3 games under 500 now after blowing a 2-run lead in the 9th inning and losing to the Cardinals 5-4. Marcell Iglesias charged the blown save. The Reds bullpen this year 2-5 with an ERA of 6.17, 28th in the majors. And after more than 3 weeks off, the Columbus Crew with a 3-0 win in the return last night over the Chicago Fire at Mopfred. They'll be in action Monday at 7 at New York City FC. This update's brought to you by The Basement Doctor, Central Ohio's most trusted name for your home since 1987. Visit BasementDoctor.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Listen responsibly. Now back to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
How about this down in Cincinnati? First drive of the scrimmage for Joe Burrow with the first team offense for the Bengals. 6-6, 69 yards, and a touchdown pass to Auden Tate. Unflappable Joe Burrow.
There we go.
I'm going to tell you, and you know this from your all of your many, many, many years in the NFL. Defenses are always ahead of offenses.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Yep.
It's tougher on offenses to get going. It always is. So if he's going 6-6,
yeah,
like Baker's not doing that.
Either you got your guy, or you need to be terrified of your defense.
Right.
Good look right. At it either
could
way.
Could be that as well.
Yeah.
And they've had injuries in the secondary, so it could be that as well.
It's hard to go 6-6 and 7-7.
Yeah, it is. That's really difficult to do in these early training camp practices. It's difficult. Palmer would do that when he was in Cincinnati is the only other, you know, kind of quarterback that I've been around it. And I never went to Manning camp and I never went to Brady camp or anything like that. But Palmer was like that with Cincinnati when they had Chad and TJ and those, like he would spin it around. The ball wouldn't hit the ground, but that's pretty good either way for Joe Burrow down there. All right, so we were having this discussion. We've been having it all week long about this notion, and Gene said they're actively planning on football in the spring or winter. If we go it alone with the Pac-12, if it's us and the Pac-12, obviously you would try to you mentioned the point about the Rose Bowl. Hard to imagine being able to play at the Rose Bowl, but I would think that you would want some sort of bowl marriages with the Pac-12 that you would try to do that so at least the kids could have those experiences. Mm-hmm. What would be the best way to do it? I struggle with this because I do think it will be JV football. You brought up such a fantastic point in Thing or Not a Thing when we had the list of the kids at the Senior Bowl with Sermon and Munford and Farrell and Cooper and Borland and Browning and Hilliard and Warner. If I were the parents of all of those kids, that would be a tough decision. Mm-hmm. Do I send these kids to the Senior Bowl and the Combine, or do I have them play a season at Ohio State?
Yeah.
I think the NFL would move the draft to accommodate spring football in the Big Ten and the Pac-12, I don't think they would move the Combine or the Senior Bowl.
And buddy, sure that's the main thing. And the main thing is, like, if you're the father of Trey Sermon or the mother or parent or guardian of one of these kids, it's do I want them to play, say, February, March, April, May, okay? Or February, March, April, even, if you shorten it. And then have them be dead tired, risk some kind of injury. Maybe it's a sprained shoulder. Oh, he can play through it. He'll play through it for what? My first question would be, for what? It's not going to be a national championship if the other three play this
fall. Doug brought up a good point, too, that we're the only ones that every game we play is for a national title. For everybody else, this is no different.
My first thought is, for what?
Yeah.
The second thought is, then you want to rehab and nurse that and, try to go right into an OTA in June with your NFL team to where it becomes a job and makes you actual money. So some of these guys, sure, they'll have opportunity to gain money. Some will have opportunity to lose money. So if you're Justin, if you're Sean, if you're these guys that are first, second round picks, you say, it's not worth it. I really only have an opportunity to lose. I have a higher percent chance to lose money than gain money in this process. But the whole other section of that is the for what? Why are we playing? Like, yes, we'd like to win the Big Ten. We'd like to beat Michigan. But you're judged by the black and white photos, the national championships. You're judged by those at Ohio State. That is the main goal. And if that goal is already eliminated for you, then why are we playing? Plus, no one's talking about Gene Smith is focusing, and I absolutely appreciate him for this, on January or on February, any of that. But that's Gene Smith. That might be Nebraska. That might be Bill Moos at Nebraska. It might be Iowa. If the teams that were against this, Minnesota is really the only president I've heard say, yeah, I totally agree with what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Northwestern, if those schools are like, no, we don't really see a need for this, what if there's eight schools? And then we're back at the same conversation where if there's eight schools, would the Big Ten let the six go do it in some kind of way? Or they say, no, again, you know what, we're just going to wait till next season. We're just assuming that all 14 schools, but yeah, let's go ahead and do it. What we've learned so far is that teams aren't going to go out on their own and do it. And the conference doesn't seem interested in letting six teams go out and do it, because if they were, they would let these six teams do it now. Mm-hmm. You mean tell me if the Big Ten was interested in that, they wouldn't say, you know what, we'll try to recoup some TV money for Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, this, that. No, because they view it as an unfair advantage. Like, no, we're going to share this TV money, and we got to divvy it up to Purdue and Northwestern and all that. Well, no, they don't want to play, so don't let them. We'll take the money. Well, that's an unfair advantage as far as competition, money in the athletic department. Well, of course, that's part of real life. Like, if you're not going to go and do it, you know, you're not going to put the work in and take the risk to make the money and do the job, and then let alone the amateurism, right? So if these schools, and the Big Ten's not letting them do it now, what makes you think they're going to let these six schools or eight schools, or how, give your number, unless it's all 14 in January? And do all 14 even want to play in January?
Can I ask you a question? What?
Yes.
What exactly do we have in common? What exactly do we have in common with the rest of the schools in this league? Other than geography? I mean, they're all big state schools. They're all research schools. They all have big... I understand
nice
the familiarities.
Facilities.
But athletically...
Academically,
our mission statement is different than the majority of those in this league. We are not chasing the same things as Illinois and Indiana Purdue and Northwestern and Minnesota and Iowa and Michigan State even. Well, Michigan State, at least in basketball.
Right.
Nebraska. We are not similar to them.
Right.
We're not. You're aspiring to be, and this has happened. We talk about how we become, you know, we're Clemsoning the Big Ten. But you're
right over there.
You think about, I know I don't have Corona. Just got clear yesterday, so you got nothing to worry about. But honestly, what do we have in common? Yeah, we have stuff in common with Penn State. I think Penn State strives to want to be, we know they're elite in wrestling. We know they're striving like hell to be great at hockey. They're really good at football, borderline great at football. Like Penn State, okay, there's probably some similarities. I think Michigan, probably in their heart of hearts, strives to be what we are and what Penn State is. Michigan State, maybe. But, I mean, in terms of what do we have in common with Northwestern? What do we have in common with Illinois? What do we have in common with Indiana and Purdue and Minnesota and Iowa? What do we have in common with Nebraska? History and football?
It's about
We're going to get to a point where you're getting to a point, and I'm wondering if this will be the tipping point, where there are going to be certain schools that major in athletics. It's been this way for a long time, but there are certain schools, and maybe this pandemic pushed it to this point, where, you know what? We have far more in common with LSU and Texas and Oklahoma and Alabama and Clemson and Florida and Notre Dame and whatever. You know, this has been rumored forever, you know, a Big 64, a Power 5, whatever. But like if you did a best 64 athletic programs in the country on the revenue sports, how many of the Big Ten would even get in?
I'd probably say Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan. Based on revenue, Nebraska would get in.
Not revenue. I mean, yeah, I guess it would have to be a little bit on revenue, but so much of the Big Ten's revenue
saying,
is
like,
based
what are the
on
top
the
64
contract.
Teams. Like, if you have a TV contract, you're going to want Nebraska. You're going to want Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State. You'll probably want Wisconsin.
I just arbitrarily put 64 out there, but I think the point is starting to be, you understand the point.
Like, well, it all depends on
this
the president
is the biggest
of your
different.
School, right? I don't know what Christina Johnson is. She's an athlete. That's fine. She was a former athlete, right? Like, I respect that. So she understands the importance of athletics. But we've seen President Drake and what he's thought about the football program and how he handled it in comparison to Gordon Gee, where he says, I hope the football coach doesn't fire me. That was the most real statement that any president's ever said at Big State U, right? Nobody liked to hear it. But in reality is, so who do you hire after? You hire Drake, who's very much in the academic things and has pushed Ohio State forward. Like, Ohio State has become a very difficult school to get into. Like, people that know like academics know that. But when I go around the country...
The irony of that is it's because of the football program.
Right. And so, the the exactly. But as I go around the country, nobody thinks that. Like when I tell people I graduated from Ohio State, they go, "Oh man, it must have been super easy." What?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But there's not a respect there. But anyway, as far as like our medical, you know, the med center, the James, all of that, buddy.
Oh yeah,
makes so much. So what is the thing is what is the president's like? I understand like from a conversational standpoint, an athletic standpoint. As long as the name student is attached to it, the academics and all that's gonna, like you're not, they're not going to let you major in football, which is what you should be able to major in. It should be able like you should be able to major in football, but no matter what, as long as we're kind of tied to that, that's why the Big Ten when they expanded couldn't just accept anybody. That's why Missouri didn't get in. It was something about the academic thing and their standards, and you're like, there's certain layers to it. You're like, what? Like, why are we even going down that route?
Yeah, didn't we make the exception for Nebraska? But because they had a research hospital, we let them in.
Yep.
I think that was the way I remember that. That's why, because there was a lot of people saying, "Well, Oklahoma." It was like AAC or something. I don't even remember. I did this show 5 years ago, but it was something like that. I looked at it
from purely like competition standpoint. I was looking like, what teams do I want from pure sports? And when they look at it, they don't look at it that way.
Yeah, no. The teams that I wanted in this league were at that time were I would have made a swing at Texas. Is what I would have done for sure, and I would have brought the two Oklahomas and Kansas and Missouri along with them. And if Texas needed Baylor, fine, I'll get to 20. I don't care. But I would have wanted that. I would have tried to do that, and then spread all that money out. And I think a lot of people thought that's where we were heading in big time college athletics to begin with. Years ago, Gordon Gee thought that years ago that's where we'd be headed. That we would start to say, you know what, we don't. Why are we sharing our money with in the basketball tournament, why are we sharing it with these other conferences? We're the ones who everyone is here to see.
Right.
Why are we splitting it? Why would we share that? Let's keep it all to ourselves. We don't need to share this. I mean, they can go with the true student-athlete model, right?
Yep.
At the lower levels. But here, that's not what this is. This is big-time college athletics. This is big money. It's a fascinating conversation, and it's one that I think has been exacerbated this week when you have the conversation about, all right, are we sure that the people that we're in the room with, do they want the same things we want?
Right.
Do they aspire to the same things we do?
Right.
The answer is probably no.
Yeah.
The answer is probably no, that the majority in our league, and we can say, when I say majority, I'm saying there's probably four or five programs in this league that aspire, and really probably three. I think Nebraska tries to aspire. I just think it's impossible. I really think there's only three programs here that aspire throw Nebraska in there. There's four programs in this conference who aspire to win national championships in football. Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, Nebraska.
Yep.
Nebraska's the furthest away.
Right.
But those are the four programs that, like, they wake up and go, how do we win a national championship? The rest of this league, that means eight members in this league don't.
And that's the difference between us and the SEC.
Compare that to the SEC.
Because there's one school in the SEC who wakes up and says, well, at least we're really smart, and that's Vanderbilt.
That's it. Everybody else
Vanderbilt
down there
is
can win a
so prideful
title.
In their healthcare and in their education that even people in Nashville are like, "Yeah, well, go Vols. That'd be awesome. You know, go Commodores. That'd be great if they upset people." But you know what the thing is? I'll root for Bama. Like when you go through Nashville, it's so many. Like, yeah, of course they support the local, but they understand like we're never going to. That's not our goal. It's not their goal.
No.
It's not realistic.
Like, we'll but they're great at baseball.
We'll be part of the SEC. We'll bring the whole GPA up for the whole SEC, but. Every other school, Mississippi State that we mentioned, Ole Miss, even though we view them, like when you look at the standings of, you know, oh, they're like a Northwestern or they're like a Purdue. No, and their fan base is mine. It's to hell with this coach. We need to find a guy that can get us to the top finally. It's been way too damn long. Like that's the
realistic
thought process.
They want to win the SEC.
And then they have guys that play on Sundays. And so when you're in rounds 3, 4, 5, 6 of the NFL draft, you keep seeing Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Arkansas. You're like, where the hell are these? What on earth? And then you don't hear the Purdue, Northwestern. And that's the difference.
No. Probably the two schools in the SEC who don't aspire to national championships.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And football are Kentucky and Vanderbilt, and Kentucky is probably the best basketball program in the country, and Vanderbilt's the best baseball program, maybe the best baseball program in the country. So even if they don't do it in football, and by the way, Stoops did a great job at Kentucky, they do it in the other sports. the two other ones that matter. And baseball is a borderline revenue sport in the South. All right, Urban Meyer is on Morning Juice this morning. We'll hear from him on the idea of playing in the winter and what it might look like. We have that coming up next. Tim May at the bottom of the hour. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
We are everywhere. On your radio. Online. The Fan app. Alexa. And behind you in your car. Right now.
Too creepy?
Sorry. The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
Switch to WOW. Superfast Internet 100 for $39.99 per month with no contracts and a safe contact-free installation. For an even better deal, double your internet speed for $5 more. Switch to WOW. Today. Stay connected. Details at Huawei.com.
Wow. James Laurinaitis here, and the deals just keep rolling in at Germain Toyota. So get in the car you're driving now and get ready to trade it in for a brand new Toyota Camry for 0% for 60 months. Prefer to lease a car? Get the Corolla LE for $169 a month. Offers are good for those that qualify. Rich and his staff are simply the best in the business. Fair pricing, excellent customer service, and they simply care about each and every one of you. Do what I did and go to Germain Toyota at 5711 Scarborough Boulevard or online at germaintoyota.net.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now buy any three cooler beverages and get 500 bonus Speedy Rewards points.
The premier real estate brokerage in Columbus is Realistar. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to move, let Realistar's experienced, award-winning agents help find the home of your dreams. Find your new home today at Realistar.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/yes. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/yes. That's forhims.com/yes for your free online visit. forhims.com/yes.
It's baseball time on The Fan. Listen to the Phillies battle the Braves. Coverage starts Sunday night at 6.
Sponsored by Bobcat Enterprises in Hilliard and Reynoldsburg. Your Doosan construction equipment dealer. Doosan, run strong.
The Fan.
Box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we're all about quality. We mix cane sauce in our restaurants every day. And our chicken is hand-battered and cooked to order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. And our lemonade is always freshly squeezed.
Love in the window.
And why do we do all this? Because it makes a difference. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Fall is just around the corner. So are Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot, where you can save every day on everything. From mulch to power tools, new appliances to a fresh coat of paint. You can even shop and save right from the app and get convenient delivery right to your door. The only question is, what will you do next? Tackle more fall projects with Labor Day savings now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, while supplies last, valid through September 7th.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Hey, couch surfers, we've got nonstop tunes to keep you rocking while you work.
Oh, and Colleen, yes, you Colleen with a K. Your free trial of Movie Plus ends tomorrow, and your card may be charged. Do you want to continue or cancel?
So meet Eno, the Capital One assistant. Eno looks out for surprise charges, like when free trials expire, and helps if you need to fix them. Eno, another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Limitations apply.
After having been restricted in order to preserve PPE for hospitals, many dental offices are now reopening. That's a good thing because regular dental care ensures that we have good oral health and good overall health. As dentists reopen their offices, you may notice some changes. Your dental office may take your temperature and ask a series of questions related to your health. You may be asked to wait in your car until the dental office is ready for you. You may notice your dentist and staff wearing a different type of face mask or face shield when providing care. All of these changes and more are designed to ensure dental patients are protected. When you make your appointment, ask if your dentist is a member of the Ohio Dental Association so you know that you're being treated by the very best. Ohio Dental Association member dentists are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality dental care. These ODA member dentists are bound by the highest ethical standards and have access to superior ongoing education, training, and resources. To find an ODA dentist in your area, visit associationsadvanceohio.com. Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Bishop and Laurinaitis is presented by Window Nation. Searching for a replacement window? Visit windownation.com today. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
A linebacker and a man of leisure.
This doesn't even make sense.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Joe Burrow now 9-10, 101 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Oh, the hype train. Here we go, Bo. You're just putting gasoline on that fire. We got the next Tom Brady.
Dude.
That's what you're doing.
Our guy. He's just Joe from Athens.
He's tearing it up.
God.
That's lovely.
You know how hard that is? Ones against ones?
I do. You know what's harder is when it happens in the game. Well, I've also been fooled by this. Let me tell you something. Sam Bradford can go 14 for 14 in practice.
Don't you think,
though? He sneezed on him and he tore his ACL. Which I fear for him.
Yeah, that was it. It was.
If he could have stayed healthy. He's. I mean, I've asked like literally three or four corners this, and they said the best pure throw over the football I've seen with my own eyes.
Yeah, yeah, he was a natural. Just
so for me, like hell yeah, I hope the Bengals got their guy. But for me, I've been down that road. I'm not going down that road.
I don't hope the Bengals got their guy, but I hope Joe Burrow's great.
So do I.
I love Joe Burrow. He's our guy.
I love him too.
Love that kid. Yeah. All right. We were talking about the idea of winter football and what it might be. Urban was on with the guys on Morning Juice this morning, and they asked him about it. Here's what he had to say.
I've talked with Coach Day in great detail and Gene about this, and I think there's a chance if it's a January, February, and if it's later in spring, there's no chance. You know, I think Nick Saban said it's something about, well, it'll be like a JV season because the great players won't play. And, you know, I think I can't disagree with him. You know, there's already families I've talked to that we recruited that have called me and said, what do you think? And I said, don't press pause. You got time here. Let's see what happens. And this is all uncharted waters. If you have three leagues play, can you imagine right now Justin Fields, Ryan Day, and Chris Olave sitting there watching the SEC and play, you know, Alabama play Clemson for the national title and they're sitting at home? I mean, that's going to be unbearable. And not for commissioners and presidents because, quite honestly, that's not the important people are the players. They're the ones that do all the work. So it's devastating, Bobby, and I know you feel the same.
Yeah, it is. It is devastating. It is, I think January, February, you're talking about what are you doing, a 6 or 7-game schedule? 8?
Yeah.
8, yeah. Maybe, is probably what you'd have to do. But you're going to have to trim next year, too. I think you'd have to trim next year down to probably a similar amount. You can't be playing 20 games in a calendar year.
Right.
And what are you playing for? I mean, the only way that spring and winter works for here, for us, is if there's something on the line bigger. I mean, right. I don't know if Ryan Day can sell, let's go win the Big Ten and get to the Rose Bowl, which is going to be played in, you know, Glendale, Arizona.
Yep. What are you playing for? That's the big question. Right? I mean,
yep.
Ultimately, what is your motivation? I don't think it's possible. Would I take it? Of course. But if the three leagues, like that, the point he made there of Olave and Fields and these guys sitting watching that Clemson team play like Alabama for a national championship. And the pain of not even having a chance. Because if you get to a college football playoff, then you have the reality of, oh, gosh, like, they got through it. They pushed through.
Yep.
And that would be at least those guys gave them a chance. And I don't know, like, I know Ohio State is always going to have tremendous clout in the recruiting world. But can you imagine just the overall PR from the SEC and the ACC of, like, we believe in our student athletes, we're here for them athletically, emotionally, we push
well,
through.
Well, take it a step farther.
They already do the Matters More kind of campaign. Yeah. It means more down here.
Take it a step further. What if they punt on amateurism?
Right.
Say the hell with it.
Exactly.
They're going to do that. Florida's got name, image, and likeness. It's coming.
Yep.
What if they do that?
Yep.
Better get your act together. Better get a plan. You better get a plan, and it better work, and it better satisfy a lot of people. It's complicated, but it's going to be it's something you have to get right. You get it one chance to land this plane, and they botched the first attempt at it, so they've got to get it right this time around. You know what we have time for on a Friday? Tim May's going to join us in a second. Time for a little Chops 90-second movie review. Go, Chopper.
All right, guys. So this week I did Bad Boys for Life, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. File this one under two things: unnecessary sequel and a The Boys movie. This is a movie that you'd enjoy more if you watch it with the boys, for sure. It's Michael Bay, so the action's pretty good, but it has all of his Bayisms: lens flares, super saturated colors, spinning low angles of the heroes as they get out of a car, and those have all gotten stale by now. Second thing, look, we get it. Martin Lawrence is aging, but this movie won't let you forget that he's old. That's like a joke. Every 10 minutes, they make an old joke at his expense. It's been a while since I've seen either of the first two, but Martin does nothing but crack jokes in this one. He's barely in any of the action, while Will Smith, he plays Will Smith, so you get that. They blow some things up. There's a few callback jokes from the other better movies, and you get to see a ton of flashy Miami scenes. Overall, this movie, it's stupid. And it's dumb. Michael Bay is technically sound at shooting action, albeit with a few too many cuts. But he does seem to think people accept any dumb story beat, including who the villain is. I mean, it's ridiculous what he throws out there on the screen. But the action, like I said, is pretty good. It's entertaining overall. They blow some things up. There's some fire. There's some gunfights. DJ Khaled shows up at one point. So there's some cameos, things like that. But overall, this movie series is pretty good for what it is, but it's not giving you anything special, and this third installment hopefully is the last. With all that said, I did have some fun. It gets a C+ for me, but it's an A if you watch it with the boys.
Oh, I see. All right.
There are so
very
many
good
things that you list.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service, because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
I'm like, that wouldn't even cross my mind watching a movie.
Well, he's sophisticated. He's a chops. Who are the female leads in this?
I don't know the name of the girl, but there's a love interest for Will Smith.
Yeah. Well, there always is. I thought he married Martin's daughter or sister.
No, it might be her sister, but it was Gabrielle Union in the second one, and then they start this movie like, I've never been in love with anybody. I'm Will Smith. And I'm like, literally the last movie ended with you being in love with somebody and kissing her.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's the way that I thought that went. Tim May will join us next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Two men, no pants.
Oh, my God.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Hi, Ohio. Everybody knows there are things in life that make total sense, like switching to GEICO. They're the second largest auto insurer in the country, and they've been saving people money for over 75 years.
Other things make no sense, like stickers some manufacturers put on their non-stick pans. It's like the world's worst product demo.
However, it makes total sense to bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. You could save a lot, and they can insure your motorcycle, boat, and RV.
Clapping, on the other hand, makes no sense. Who decided a great way to show approval was to hit ourselves? Repeatedly.
On the other hand, it still makes sense to switch to GEICO. They have an industry-leading mobile app you can use to pay your bill, file and manage a claim, or add a new driver. And emergency roadside service could help you get out of a pinch.
Conversely, arranging, then dismantling decorative pillows on a bed makes no sense whatsoever. Making the bed provides enough chore drudgery on its own.
So, Ohio, it makes sense to switch to GEICO. Online, over the phone, or with your local agent.
Enjoy a safe and contactless payment wash experience with a MooMoo Express Car Wash Unlimited Wash Club membership. Wash all you want at any Central Ohio Moo location, starting at just $15.99 a month. Or treat yourself to the very best with our Creme de la Creme VIP Unlimited Wash Club membership for just $32.99. Wash twice a month, and it pays for itself. Fast, fun, eco-friendly, and free vacuums. For locations and hours, visit MooMooCarWash.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
Look at your radio right now. If you see a little HD icon, that means you have HD radio. If you click it or just touch it, I have no idea how your radio works.
It'll magically take you to 1460 ESPN, where you can listen to the entire ESPN radio lineup. Fancy
the Fan.
There's a big difference between your house beer and the new house beer at B-Dubs. Yours comes in cans and bottles. Ours comes cold on draft at the sports bar. And it's called Wild Herd Kolsch by Goose Island. And in $3 talls, it's a bright, crisp and easy drinking excuse to trade your couch for Buffalo Wild Wings. So get here and make your next beer a $3 tall Wild Herd Kolsch. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
At participating locations for a limited time. Dine in only. Please drink responsibly.
While you can't believe everything you hear on social media these days, you can believe it's possible to start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Instead of waiting to see what happens when life gets back to normal, take control of your future now. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Don't sweat it. Call Cure Heating and Cooling, and we'll fix your air conditioner fast. 1-800-COOLING.
ZZ Boots, made in the USA. Union-made boots in stock by Carolina, Double H, Matterhorn, and Thorogood. Metatarsals, composite toes, insulated, non-insulated. Specialty wide widths. 614-863-3320.
Fan t-shirts, polos, stickers, it's all available to you in the Fan Store. Shop.971thefan.com. Shop.971thefan.com.
Hitting the road this summer? Do what truck drivers do. Bring plenty of 5-hour energy. You'll get the alert, energized feeling you need to get where you're going and do everything you want to do when you get there. It's small, light, and portable, like it was made for road trips. Just crack it open, knock it back, and keep both hands on the wheel. Because when it comes to road trips,
are we there yet?
Safety comes first. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best networks, same as big carriers, but for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data and 2G for up to 50% less than the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, 50% less. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
A show that knows its limitations.
You'll learn to control that.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's head on to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Talk to our buddy Tim May of Letterman Rowan right here at the Fan. You're in Indy? I forgot the Indy 500s this week.
Yeah, man. There, you know, some sports are actually operating, and the IndyCar has been. This will be what, their seventh or eighth race of the year, and obviously there will be no fans here, which kind of takes away much of the ambiance of the Indianapolis 500, especially on race day when, as they say, you know, the straightaway, the drivers, first time they come down the straightaway, it looks like a ribbon, you know, instead of a instead of a racetrack. But yeah, they're going on with life. I mean, they've figured out a way to you know, they haven't had any positive COVID-19 tests, especially among the drivers and crew that I know of. And they figured out a way to play. But you know, some people don't want to go that far, I guess.
No, they don't, Timmy. I'm wondering, a lot of this talk still, spring, winter. Bo and I have had fascinating conversations about, I'll put it to you this way. If the other three conferences, and if I say other three because Pac-12 is basically irrelevant in all this, but if the other three conferences go ahead and play this fall, does a spring or winter season even interest you? I mean, it becomes shavy football, right? Like, what are we playing for?
Well, that's the point. I'm not even sure, except for giving guys, basically be giving Big Ten teams an extended spring football training period, the way I look at it, with, like, you know, back in your parlance, maybe six or so preseason games. You know, by the way, the NFL used to play six preseason games, James.
That sounds awful.
Can you imagine that? I live for it because it meant football was being played again, but I digress. Bottom line is, no, I mean, especially, you know, if a Justin Fields, a Sean Wade, you know, you've seen the players who've already stepped away from it. Micah Parsons and Rondale Moore, for example, have already stepped away from even playing this fall, you know, big-time stars in the Big Ten. So, no, I mean, I just think it'd be interesting to watch and cover, but it will be, if the national championship is decided, like it appears they're still going to press forward with that as we speak. If those three major conferences, by the way, do end up playing, that's a big if. The Heisman Trophy, I mean, I'm not sure the Heisman Trophy's even addressed the situation yet. You know, but this is great. Are they going to give out the Heisman Trophy in April? And will a team that only played six games, will that player be eligible for it? Who knows, man? This is craziness. I just want to make a point, though. You know, my buddy Jeff Snook has never reported anything that is untrue. And of course, we all stepped back from that story he had earlier this week. And, but the bottom line is, you know, it's pretty well known just from the tone, et cetera, that, Ryan Day wanted to play some games this fall. And Gene Smith kind of left it open that there would be a chance of playing some games this fall until, in essence, they were called on the carpet, you know, by Kevin Warren. I'm talking about in the day and a half after they announced the season was being postponed a week ago. And so I think there was some efforts. And, you know, I keep going back to make something happen in the fall just among even Big Ten teams. But I want to go back to that phrase that Urban Meyer had on my podcast a couple of months ago, where I told him, I said, could you see the Big Ten going on with a season where maybe several of the schools couldn't answer the bell, but you penalize everybody, you know? And he said, you know, he thought it was going to be survival of the fittest. But, you know, Kevin Warren and the Big Ten opted to go this route of stepping away and becoming, in essence, if they play a spring season, that's irrelevant, except for if you're a player out there and you're playing and you're always in jeopardy, you know, when you put on the pads and the helmet. But that's a long way to answer your question because, you know, right now we still are trying to give answers to questions. We still don't know what the real question is.
Tim, you've known me a long time. You know that there's nothing I like more than college football. It's my greatest joy. It's my greatest passion in sports. It's the reason I've worked in the markets I've worked in because I love a big game on campus more than anything. I would just play devil's advocate with you. Wait, hold on just a second. Let me just finish this thought.
All right.
The devil's advocate to everything you just lined out, and I would love to do that. I would love to see all of it, is how do you deal with amateurism? How do you deal with it?
Yeah.
Because if you play football, you're saying it's a necessity. If you're saying it's a necessity, then you've got to pay the kids. You're saying they're different than the soccer players. They're different than the lacrosse players. You're saying football's different. We all know football's different, but if any conference opens the can of worms on that, like North Carolina's doing, sending the students home and sending everybody home, but football gets to stay, you're opening a can of worms on amateurism. And is everybody willing to do it? It's fine to come on and talk about, and everyone says, you know, Kevin Warren and all this, and they blew all of this, and we think they blew it. I think Kevin Warren is fireable for the way he's handled this. I've said it many times on the show. It's fireable for the way he did the rollout of this. But how do you get around the amateurism, Tim? Because it's not about keeping kids safe. The kids are going to be safer at Ohio State in the football facility. I think the amateurism is as big a part of this as that is.
Yeah, I would, you know, you'd really like to be able to pick people's brains at this point. Let me put it this way. I'm sitting over here in Indianapolis, and tonight, you know, Indiana high schools are about to play games. Next week, I think next week's the opening week for Ohio high schools, right? Or is it this week? I may have gotten crossed up in my thinking, but they're gonna play games. Not all of them are, you know, but they've been given the green light to play football games. They're amateurs, I hope.
but Tim, so, the strength coaches don't make $1 million a year.
Right. But the idea.
Do you see the difference?
You know, we've been talking about that. And, you know,
that's the problem.
We can also talk about liability and all those things, you know, that have come into play here. But, you know, the SEC, ACC, and Big 12 are pressing on. Whether they actually end up playing or not, you know, we'll see. You know, I've always said, you know, the Big Ten and the Mid-American Conference are apples and oranges, but the Big Ten and the SEC are apples and apples. You know, they're apple trees in the same orchard, but they might be different brands of apples. You know how that goes. I've even got that in my backyard. But I digress. Yeah, I mean, that's another conversation for me.
Tim, it's this conversation. That's this conversation. Because if I put this to you right now, if we say, all right, they're not amateurs, they're a necessity, they matter, they bring in a ton of money, let's get them a chunk of it. Now all of a sudden you can collectively bargain and you can play football. I mean, that's what's stopping it.
But I mean,
it's because you can't treat football players different than soccer players.
They canceled all fall sports, postponed all fall sports, not just football. So this is just a ruling.
I understand.
By the guy in charge. And the thing about it is, I mean, but we haven't even gotten a straight story on whether there was a vote or not, because one president, you know, I think
sure.
Minnesota, somebody said there wasn't, you know, and one said there was, and then others say there was a consensus reached, but who knows what's really driving this. I mean, you're right about, you know, it's really ironic that what was more on Kevin Warren's plate was at the college athlete unity letter that suddenly popped up at the end of that week last week, or was it the heightened concern at that point, at that moment, about cardiomyopathy or myocarditis that popped up? I mean, which people had known about, maybe not to the extent that they know about now, but like I said, you know, with COVID-19, if a kid tests positive and then also shows signs of the cardiomyopathy, that he just doesn't play. You know what I mean? But do you sit everybody down because that one kid can't play or those three kids can't play? That's what blew my mind about, you know, this, and kind of laying it off a little bit more on the medical. I mean, I am pretty sure that the Ohio State medical people, you know, Jim Borchers, you know, I remember him when he was a deep snapper, but I mean, he is quite the expert on this thing now, and that whole training staff up there now, and I think they felt comfortable, may not be the right word, but they felt good about what Ohio State was doing to keep things in check and press forward with fully opening camp and then moving on to a possible season. But that didn't seem to be taken into account. What was taken into account is what we would all like to know.
No question. Appreciate your time, my friend. I think their entire focus was protecting the Golden Goose, and that is amateur athletics. And
why aren't the other three guys doing the same thing?
Well, they haven't played yet.
They haven't played yet.
They haven't played yet, and you've been down there just like I have. They might be just fine getting rid of amateurism and saying at Alabama and LSU and Tennessee, yeah, we'll give these guys 10% of TV revenue. We'll do it. They might be fine with that.
We are in a new age. I mean, on my podcast this week, I had Jack Sawyer on, and he's already figuring out how to build his brand and take advantage of the name, image, and likeness, you know, that's coming down the road. That's the new age athlete we're dealing with now, man. And this guy's a sharp dude. So the next decade is going to be extremely interesting.
It will be. Enjoy the race. Thanks for your time, bud.
Hey, always enjoy talking with you in 33.
That's right, brother. That's Tim May on Letterman Row. See, when you try to pin down on that, there's no way around it.
What's amazing is that when I was talking to my old doc, our old internist for the St. Louis Rams, we were talking about this, and you know, I remember saying to him, like, so how is the whole outbreak going in St. Louis? He goes, brother, I'll say it this way. There's not a damn chance I'm sending my kids.
Atlas Butler has convenient two-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
School. There's not a damn chance I'm letting my kid play football. Not with the stuff I've seen here. And so for every doc you hear, and this is what's so frustrating. For every doc that you hear that says, they'll be fine, let them go, there's a doc with equal pedigree in the same area that says, absolutely not.
Right.
And now you're sitting here saying, well, what do I even listen to?
Right. Well, you trust your doc is what you do. You trust the guy that you go to. They're practicing medicine. It's a new virus. There's not a, just like there's 1,000 ways to go at cancer.
Yep.
It's going to be the same thing here.
Yep.
Three things on a Friday up next. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Buckeyes, Jackets, hard-hitting talk, and Rothman saving dogs. You know, just a typical day at a sports radio station. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now, any Speedy Freeze up to Mighty Size is just 99 cents.
Hey there, it's Bo Bishop for Window Nation, and we are excited. August is here because it's their anniversary, and to help celebrate, they're giving you 50% off on all window styles. This year, it's extra special for Window Nation. They just installed their 1 millionth window. Why does this matter? Well, experience matters, especially in the window industry, and Window Nation literally installs the equivalent of a new window every minute. Each install leader averages over 16 years experience, too, ensuring that they get it right the first time. Price also matters, and because of their tremendous buying power, backed by over 1 million installed windows, means you always get the best value. Window Nation installs 50 times more than the average window company. In fact, help Window Nation celebrate their anniversary. Get 50% off all style windows, plus they will defer your payment for 2 years with no interest too. Call now for a free estimate. See why over 100,000 homeowners choose Window Nation. Winter will be here before you know it, so protect your home and save big. 50% off all window styles, plus defer payments on all windows for 2 years. Call 866-90-NATION or try windownation.com.
At Midas, you'll find all the expertise you need to take care of your car. From brakes to tires to oil to everything, you can count on Midas to tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. So, whether your check engine light just went on or you remembered that it's time for your regularly scheduled oil change, now is the time to head over to your locally owned and operated Midas. We'll tell you what needs fixing now and what can wait. Come on by and see us. For brakes, tires, oil, everything. Trust the Midas touch.
Tee to Green with Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we're at the OSU Scarlet Course for this week's Nationwide Children's Championship, plus visit with Golf World's Dave Shidlosky.
Tee to Green with Skip Mossick. Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Have you been to Diamonds Direct yet? This is the store that's forever changed how people here buy diamonds.
People have been very helpful, knowledgeable, and the customer service is second to none.
I've never found a jewelry store like Diamonds Direct. I studied diamonds through GIA, so I'm very familiar with diamonds, and there's no other place like Diamonds Direct, and I tell all my friends to come here every chance I get.
This is the place to be. It has everything that you're looking for and everything that you need.
Diamonds Direct, Ohio's direct diamond importer. A refreshing new alternative.
They're more than willing to help you, but they don't push. You feel free to take your time, look around.
Any chain store, anybody that sells jewelry you can think of, I've looked at every option, everything, and I just came back here. The best everything, best quality, best price.
They walk you through it. They kind of make you comfortable with the process. From walking in and looking at the settings and then moving on to the actual loose diamonds, they do a good job of helping and holding your hand.
There's peace of mind here.
See what everyone's talking about and get the diamond value and the experience you deserve. Diamonds Direct on Polaris Parkway in front of Polaris Fashion Place.
You know what's not healthy? Stressing about work. Or maybe you're out of work. Stop. Hit reset. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week. An emergency relief grant of up to $3,500 is available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Finding the next job is a big job, and that part of what you do is a little tough right now. Because of that, Lowe's for Pros is here to help. Get $400 in leads on us with a free one-year subscription from Home Advisor to connect to jobs that make sense for you. Sign up at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty to get started. Just one more reason why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Now let's get to work. Subscription and $400 lead credit subject to Home Advisor's approval and terms. Valid for new Home Advisor customers only. Lowe's loyalty required. More terms apply. Valid through 99 U.S. only.
All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Simultaneously passing the eye test,
the smell test,
and the ear test.
Huge win.
It's a big win.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, time for three things on a Friday edition. Hit it, Choppa.
One. Two, one, two,
three things with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Number one, a happy birthday to Jim McMahon and Arch. I mean, you can't get two people who, two legends, two very, very different ways of going about it. Love McMahon as a kid, as a kid who grew up a Bears fan, and Archie Griffin is probably one of the most kind, gracious. Will never stop being amazed at the way that he always stops for a handshake and a smile and remembers a name. And I can't believe we've had him as an ambassador as long as we have. He's just been nothing short of spectacular.
Yep, Archie is one of the, and he's one of my favorite people ever. He's so reserved. But when you watch a game next to him, and I've been blessed to sit next to him a couple of times up in Gene's suite, and he has like these subtle little comments, and it's always fun when, like, whether it was JK or whoever, toting the rock, he'll just say little things, like, to himself. And, like, he's not to anybody, to himself, right? And the most reserved, diehard fan you'll ever meet. Just totally on par, on brand with, like, who he is, but it would be so insightful to hear how he saw the run play develop, and he's not sharing it with you. He's talking to himself. And so you can see that passion still bubbling inside of him. And trust me, if you know Archie, you know it's bubbling, but it comes out barely as a whisper.
He's awesome.
My first thing, I tell you what, when you're naming a child, especially a girl, my wife is so thorough of thinking about every single scenario. Middle names, what her initials could be, length of name. When you have a last name, Laurinaitis, you have to get really selective. But I said a name today, and she's like, I won't share it on air because I don't want to get fired. But she's like, no, her initials can't be that. You kidding me? You're teeing her up for to get made fun of in high school. And you're like, well, I didn't even think about that, honey. She goes, yeah, well, you better. Girl, dad.
My first thing, wedding invitations are in the mail. We went to the post office, got that all squared away. Two stamps on each of them. I don't know what she was putting in those envelopes, but they're in the mail, so excited about that. Just one step closer.
God bless you, Chops. God bless you. Two stamps. That means you got some weight to it, brother. I got straight chaos today. I've got stump grinding going on outside. The basement bar cabinets are being installed. I look over. The kids are running in the street. Gosh, if we had pets, their heads would be falling off. Like, amazing. This is just a circus over here today. It has been hard to stay focused with just looking around and seeing what goes on here.
Gosh, that sounds amazing. You know what I get from my wife today? Hey, all this landscaping right here, like these big, tall flowers, too tall. Get them to move. Oh.
Get them out.
You think it's just that simple? Just move them now? They got to wait till fall. Well, the bees are an issue now. I'm like, honey, let's just wait till fall so we're not just throwing out landscaping that we've paid for.
Right.
We can relocate in the fall. I don't want to wait till the fall. I'm like, we're waiting till the fall. And that's marriage.
Give it a month.
My second thing, I kid you not, my 5-year-old's favorite chore in the whole world is scooping dog poop. I don't know what or why she takes so much pride in it, but every time I get back from walking the rots this morning at about 8:20, and I look out in the yard, she's got the pooper scooper, and she's getting the job done. And she comes back, she goes, Daddy, look, I picked up like 14 of them. I'm like, honey, first off, don't do this without your dad here, because you're going to step in multiple of them. But on the other hand, I'm kind of like, this is awesome. I got her doing this. This is great. I don't have to do it anymore. But I don't know why that's her favorite thing ever to do.
My second,
they're not small turds.
My second thing, report out of Patriots camp today, is that Jared Stidham is dealing with discomfort in his leg, and then he won't be 100% for at least several weeks, which just gives Bill Belichick the ultimate excuse to just be like, well, I guess we got to start camp. Jared just isn't right in his leg. So it all just works out for the Patriots.
Yeah, I have a feeling that that was going to work out that way one way or another. Finally for me, man, what a week weather-wise. This has been incredible. Like these high 70s, low 80s, 50s at night. Just spectacular. Yep. I am a little concerned that fall is going to be brutal because of how easy August has been. Usually this is 90. I mean, it's been nothing. It's been a breeze. Fantastic job out of you, Mother Ohio.
Very nice job. My last thing, one thing that I appreciate about my wife, one of the many things I should say I appreciate about my wife, is after dinner last night, we're walking through downtown Old Dublin, and we see this boyfriend, you know, that's trying to take a picture of a Jenny's ice cream cone and get his girl in the background, and she's making him retake photos. My wife has never made me and despises the IG husbands or boyfriends. Where it's like, make sure you get a good photo of me, you know, with my hair this way and a flower for the gram. No. She's never made me, and I'm so thankful of it before, because I swear.
Atlas Butler has convenient two-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listen in, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
If I'm holding your ice cream, snapping a photo of you for the gram, then we're out. We're done. We're done.
That's the list.
No.
That's enough of that.
But I see more and more men having to do this. I saw a group of three girls take about 25 minutes to get one picture done of selfies. What are we doing?
My last thing. Latest episode of Nerd Association should drop either today or this weekend. Daniel and I broke down Project Power, a new movie on Netflix. So if you like the Chops movie reviews, check out Nerd Association, where we're going to go over a movie in a much more long form.
All right, good stuff there. Guys, have a great weekend. Carpenter and Ice. I'm sorry, Rothman and Ice.
Woo! You made it, almost made Rothman it all week.
Ice. Almost had it all week long. Rothman and Ice. I'm so used. It's been a couple of years of it. Rothman and Ice up next. They will absolutely kill it and set your weekend on style. Have a great weekend, everybody. Act accordingly. Bishop and Laurinaitis right here on The Fan.
Winning the internet every day. Tweet us, troll us, whatever. Search 971 The Fan to join the fun.
The Fan's Twitter feed is brought to you by Batteries Plus Bulbs. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. Visit us in-store, curbside, and at batteriesplus.com.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. Let's talk about snoring. It sucks for a few reasons. Number one, it robs you of your sleep. You wake up feeling exhausted. Number two, it robs your partner of sleep, which means they wake up angry with you. And number three, it's dangerous. Snoring that's most likely caused by sleep apnea isn't something you want to mess around with. But maybe you haven't done anything about it because you can't stand the thought of wearing a bulky mask to sleep in every night. Well, if that's you, Dr. Mark Levy is here to change your life. Dr. Mark Levy can help design a customized oral appliance that opens your airways and helps you breathe better. Oh, and it stops your snoring. That's good, too. It's quick and comfortable and an alternative to those bulky, loud CPAP machines. Dr. Mark Levy is highly skilled in treating sleep apnea and in-network with most medical insurance plans, including Medicare. Look, man, if you're snoring, not sleeping, you need to call Dr. Mark Levy's office today. Sleep apnea is dangerous. Do not mess around with it. You can get the help you need by calling Dr. Mark Levy direct at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP. That's 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com.
Spectrum Mobile is now the fastest growing mobile provider in the nation, growing faster than Verizon and AT&T, and even growing faster than T-Mobile. It's easy to see why. Spectrum delivers the fastest overall speeds and is the most reliable mobile service coast to coast. There are no contracts, added taxes, or fees. Switch and you could save up to 40%. And see why Spectrum Mobile is the fastest growing mobile provider. Learn more at spectrummobile.com. Based on Q1 2020 subscriber data.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at the Mopar Service Center at your local Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealership.
Stugazier is an employer. You've got a lot on your plate, running your business, ensuring workplace safety, and much more. So leave your hiring to the one place that makes finding qualified candidates fast and easy, ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, my listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/Dan, ZipRecruiter.com/DAN. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
The Fan Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Matt Andrews. 3 weeks off, no matter for the crew. A 3-0 win last night in the return over the Chicago Fire at Mapfre Stadium. Columbus 5-0-1, 16 points. Tops in the MLS. They'll be at New York City FC Monday. A couple of NHL scores from last night. Ending series, Islanders move on. They blank Washington 4-0. Dallas moves on as well after a 7-3 win over Calgary. Tonight in the NHL, Flyers and Canadiens at 7. Philly up 3-2. Blues and Canucks at 9:45. Vancouver up 3-2. Michigan cornerback Ambry Thomas will forego his senior season and declare for the NFL draft. Baseball tonight, Indians have won 20 straight over the Tigers. They play in Cleveland at 7:10, Reds in St. Louis at 8:15. This update brought to you by Midas, where they take care of everything. Brakes, tires, oil, everything. Give Midas a call today. Trust the Midas touch. Breaking sports news here on The Fan.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800